Yes, Dan, we are just having a blast here today, hanging out at the big Christmas market right here at the Cultural Center in downtown Atchison with the Art Association. Friends, you see those t-shirts they have and different bags of art? It's worth it. And that's really about the truth of the matter.
And I told you I found one of these brochures earlier. I love the, what did you call it?
The mission statement.
The mission. The art lives here.
Yeah, and it does. And you fill that art living here with all the different unique items that they have set up. You do. You got to sign some folks up for candy cane cash. And that's cool because I want to come over here and talk to Molly a little bit. And Molly, let's talk a little bit about the Atchison Art Association. It's more than just this Christmas sale. In this cultural center, what a unique structure here in downtown Atchison.
Yes, we are so grateful for the Cultural Center. This was created in 2020 in honor of the late Daryl Schmidt, who left us a good chunk of money to do this, to create this space and to invite the community in and do creative things.
Art is the heart of a society, is it not?
It is. I believe art is our truth tellers. You know, they are the problem solvers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a lot of great art here today, everything from Christmas items to even the artsy side of food making.
Yes. I think everyone is naturally a creative. So if you're you're curating outfits for a boutique, you're creating items, you're creating food, you know, I think we're all creative people.
And I saw on Facebook, and I gave a little story to y'all not too long ago about you were out even helping the hungry not too long
ago. Yes, so we started the Artist Feeding Neighbors initiative this year.
Neat.
And that is about having artists connect with the community, and I believe that art and philanthropy go hand in hand, and artists should be active in their community.
I also saw you have a new artist in residence.
Oh my goodness, Pavlo Stasiu.
Yeah,
so cool. I am so excited for him. He is Ukrainian, born in Ohio, and he has a master's in fine art with the European and Russian
thing.
Yeah, he is so impressive. I can't wait for him to start working.
I was looking at his bio. He's very impressive.
Yes, he is so lovely, too. And he moved to Atchison to just be an artist here. And I think that is so exciting.
We need more of that in the community.
That is part of our goal. We are offering a scholarship next year to students to pursue art education.
Wow.
And we're offering, post-graduation artist in residence opportunities, internships at the gallery. So we want to create a place where artists can work professionally and feel supported by the community here.
Well, I think we're certainly feeling that support today.
Yes, yes. I'm so happy to see everybody out.
How late is the shop open today and tomorrow?
We will be here until 4 o'clock today, and tomorrow we'll be open from 12 to 4.
So lots of opportunities.
Yes, yes, yes. And we'll have someone else here tomorrow, I think, with homemade biscoff and other baked goods.
So a little bit of difference.
Yes,
okay.
We'll have some variation tomorrow.
Love it. Well, thanks for having us here today.
Yes, we are so excited to do this. Thank you for doing this with us.
Absolutely. We are having so much fun getting everybody signed up for Candy Cane Cash. Come right now, 111 North A Street. That is the Cultural Center with the Atchison Art Association. Check out all the great gift ideas they have here. Art, that's what matters. So come and see it right there at the Cultural Center as we stuff your stocking for the holidays with 93.7 FM right until noon today.
This is Randy Owen. You just can't get any better than this. It's hot country, and it's good. 93.7.
Skyview Equipment has huge discounts and special offers to help you maintain all your New Holland equipment. Get parts, labor, and trucking discounts on inspections and annual services. Get a 10% discount on lubricants, oils, and filters when purchasing $2,000 or more and paying cash or check through parts. Call Skyview Equipment or go to skyviewequipment.com for all the details and discount qualifications. Skyview Equipment, Hiawatha and St. Joe, where they are cultivating, innovating, and elevating.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's Breads, baking our best for you.
Ready to transform your home with a stunning renovation? Look no further than Kerrigan Lumber on Main Street in Atchison. Their extensive selection of top quality lumber, flooring, paint, and pellet doors and windows make them the perfect partner for any remodeling project. Whether you're updating a single room or overhauling your entire home, Their expert staff will help you every step of the way. Stop by Kerrigan Lumber today and let them help you create the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You can now listen to all six MSC Radio Group stations on your smart speaker or Alexa device anytime, anywhere. Whether you're into country, classic rock, today's hits, or local talk, your favorite station is just a voice command away. And it's completely free to listen. Just enable your station's Alexa skill and let the music, news, and entertainment come to you. MSC Radio Group, bringing your local community together.
Your community calendar at the bottom of each hour on 93.7 FM. Soup and Sermon 2.0 lunches are on the menu for the Atchison United Methodist Church, 501 Kansas Avenue in Atchison. Lunches will be held from 12 noon until 1 p.m. on the second Wednesday of the month through the fall and winter until February 11th. A free will offering will be collected to benefit the Hunger Task Force. Your community calendar at the bottom of each hour, courtesy of 93.7 FM and sponsored by Giant Communications.
First, fast and factual. Stay informed with five full-length newscasts on Hot Country 93.7. And visit us anytime online at msdnews.net.
Life was great, wouldn't change a thing. I had it all, but with you I had more. But out of nowhere, out of the blue, our love turned into a war. Now you're gone, you moved on, and I hate the way I'm feeling.
93.7.
It gets you going.
For Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Amberwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know
how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Head coach of the Ravens, Joel Osborne, joins us. And coach, first of all, congratulations. What a great win on the road down in Wichita, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. I was really proud of our coaches and our kids. And really, you think about our fans and our crowd, I felt like we had a home field advantage. And, you know, we came out and executed our plan and limited their possessions and maximized our possessions and didn't turn the ball over. I felt like we were the most physical team, and we had zero penalties. We were by far the most disciplined team as well, too. So it was a good formula to get a win.
We visit about things going, you know, to the games, as you can well imagine, sitting in the car and going down. And one of the things we talked about was, if Benedictine wins a flip of the coin, what will they do? And we were kind of speculating. You'd say, I want to get the ball, I want to get in front of you, and I want to make you play catch-up. And that was, looks like the plan.
Yeah, that was the plan for sure. And kids executed it well, and that got us up 10-0. And then they scored, and then we're able to go back down and score again and go up 17-7. So they were having to play catch-up the whole game, and that really changed how they – I felt like it changed how they wanted to call it. Plus, they're not a tempo team, so they're calling things slowly. And you could tell with, you know, two-minute drill – end of the game, they were taking their time, and they ran out of time essentially.
There are always back-breaking plays in a game, and I thought for your team, one of several of those was after Frinton scoring, you came on the second play, tightened on the long shot, and immediately responded. And that's for an opponent, that's crushing.
Yeah, I thought our kickoff return team did a nice job, and we had multiple drives where we got out to the 50 or right near the 50, and that was one of those. And then two plays later, you know, where Jackson did a great job staying in the pocket. They had a free hitter on him. He stood in there and made the throw, took the hit, and Titan made the catch in a tight window. And their safety, I just don't know if he was just – he just wasn't there quite in time. And he went all out to try to knock the ball down and missed, and Titan caught it and went score. That was a huge play for us.
Now, and of course, then final – literally the final play of the game pretty much is they are driving down hoping to steal one with just, you know, seconds left on the clock. And you mentioned they were going so slowly. They thought they were going to run that time down. Mm-hmm. And you can see the players on the field were getting a little uncomfortable with how much time was being used up.
Yeah.
And you guys were able to knock the I'm going to call it a lateral, you know, out of the air and cover up.
Oh, yeah. The big key was we called timeout on second down to get our call. And then we did a great job stopping down their second down play. And they had to get up and spike the ball on third down because they had no timeouts. And then that put them in a position where instead of, you know, two downs to get the first down with 5 yards to go, they got one down. And Coach Strong, using his instincts, he's played against Coach Harrison for a number of years. And just knowing their personnel, he knew the quarterback would have the ball. And we sent, I think, two or three guys after the quarterback. And Trey Williams made a heck of a play on the pitch and knocked that ball loose. And it was a great play, a fitting ending to that game. And, you know, a lot of credit to our defensive staff and our players for executing the game plan.
Yeah, because you can tell Coach Strong had a really anticipation what was going to happen. And Trey did not chase the running back. He did not chase the quarterback. He got into that lane because you could see the preparation had told him, here's where that ball is going to go.
Yeah, exactly. And what was cool about that, Tom, is we had five guys start on defense that were backups. And so we shuffled the deck with our defensive personnel and put guys on the field like Anthony Lonergan, Trey Williams. Isaiah Haston played corner instead of safety. Played Ben Gillen. He had 13 tackles. And then we moved some guys around. We played some different D linemen at times. And the way the guys that answered and responded to that was phenomenal. Guys that didn't play that were normal starters or didn't play as much, they didn't complain. And that's a really good sign of a great program.
Anthony, like a dozen tackles coming into the game, had 8 on Saturday.
Yes, he did. And he's capable. He's very capable. And you can see how athletic he is and physical. And I thought probably the biggest play he had of the game was his interception on the goal line in the second quarter. And you could tell Coach Strong had those guys reeling, because if you're on the 10-yard line and you're calling a halfback pass, that tells you you don't have a lot of confidence in what you're doing. And Anthony was there to make the play, and we had the corner cut, and that forced the throw, and the safety was over the top, and they did not know or see that we were doing that. So it was a great call and great execution.
So now the focus shifts. Here we are, Des Moines, Iowa, against an opponent that we saw week two of the season. It was week one for them. Tell me, Coach, what is different about First Benedictine and then Grandview today from what they were, you know, in the first week of September?
Yeah, for us, I think the biggest area of improvement's been in two phases, our offensive run game and then defensively third downs. We could not get off the field in the second game of the season on third down. And since the bye week, we have been lights out on third down. I think we're giving up under 20% execution on third downs defensively since the bye week. And if we can run the football and stop them on third down, we're going to have a great chance to win the game.
And so what is Grandview? Have they changed much? Have they, you know, as the year has gone on, are they different than they were earlier? Are they just pretty much the same Grandview for 10, 11, 12 weeks?
I just think they've gotten better. You know, they hit a spell during the middle of the season where their offense wasn't playing as well as they're playing now. And, you know, it's just, it seems like it's typical Grandview. It gets to playoffs and all of a sudden they're playing better, you know. So I think their quarterback handles the elements really well, and they're really big up front on the O-line, and they can lean on you. And, you know, defensively, they're just executing at a really high level. They're not giving up explosive plays on defense. That's the biggest thing that I've noticed. And we got a few explosives on them in week one. So, you know, if we can take care of the football better, I think, as well, too, that'll be a big deal.
Element's certainly going to play a part in this one today. I hope that it doesn't keep the crowd home, because your fans have been absolutely remarkable, fantastic all year. But let's be real, kind of chilly up here today.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. Yeah. This will be one of the coldest games I've been a part of, and I've been a part of some cold ones. So, but when we talk about playing in December, playing in the playoffs, we know this could happen. NAI football, two of the better teams, three of the best teams are in Iowa, and really four if you count Dort. So you got Grandview, Morningside, Northwestern, Dort. You know, if you end up going to one of those places in December, it's going to be cold, and there's no doubt about it. We'll have to be ready to go, and we've got a good plan for it. And the big thing is, during those 3 hours of the game, our kids got to be able to block it out, and they got to be able to execute at a high level.
Satisfied with the week of prep that went like you hoped it would go?
Yeah, it went well. We had a lot of distraction with having finals this week, so kids handled it well. And, you know, we're just halfway through finals, so we got finals next Monday and Tuesday as well, too. So, but it's a great time of the year to be playing football, and we're extremely excited for the opportunity we have up at Grandview.
Coach, we're so excited to be here with you. Best of luck here today, man.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
93.7 FM. We're hanging out in downtown Atchison. We're here at the Cultural Center with the Atchison Art Association. That's 111 North 8th Street. Easy to find. You know, it used to be like Willowbrook years ago and all that. Been here for going on 6 years as we're putting 2025 behind us. But, you know, 5 years now, they've had the big Art Association Cultural Center here standing in place. And this year it's being used for a really, really, well, interesting way to get ready for the Christmas holidays, showing off the work of local artists, and everything is for sale here, from jewelry to fudge to different mugs and cups and you name it. There is, Brent, tell me this. Are you going to find something for someone here?
I've already found something for myself.
Yes, you have.
And now that I've looked around a little more, mm-hmm. I'm seeing some things for the missus. Uh-huh. So great gifts for your old lady, or
that's
you can
right.
get stuff for your husband. There's some great things here for him, too. So,
well, and your whole family's going to benefit from that, a jalapeno honey again?
Yeah, so it's funny, because on the way over here today, I was talking about
you're
what I'm making for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Honey garlic pork chops. So
that
we get here. And then I find, oh my gosh, a jalapeno honey. So I bought that, and that's what I'm going to incorporate into my dinner tonight.
See, it's things like that. You come in and boom, all of a sudden you have like this explosion of an idea, and that's what happens.
It's an epiphany.
It is an epiphany, and that's what happens when you're around art. because art, it's worth it. It is the heart of a culture, heart of a society. So it's a great way to come out and support the local art community with the Addison Art Association here at the Cultural Center with the big Christmas market underway. And we have brought along our magic box of fun along with our candy cane toss game, getting you signed up for that chance to win $1,000. The drawing is Thursday.
Yeah, so when you think art today, think petting zoo.
That's right, petting zoo and art and 93.7 FM and candy canes and $1,000. That's all going to stuff your stocking right here with 93.7 FM, your holiday connection and local source for all things local.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on CARE Radio. The Emberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. So many different keys to pull away from this game. Let's start in a place we don't normally, special teams. I think this is where Benedictine can separate themselves from Grandview. Grandview has had a blocked PAT, a blocked field goal, and a blocked punt this year. I think that's where they're the most vulnerable. Today, if the Ravens can get a blocked punt, field goal, PAT, could be a difference maker. On offense, the Ravens have to hold on to the ball. Three turnovers the last time they were up here in Des Moines spelled doom. And then flip it to the defensive side. Get off the field on third down. Benedictine really struggled on third and longs against Grandview earlier this season. Couldn't get off the field. Grandview was able to come away with the win. We're going to throw in just a little sprinkle. The Ravens really need to slow down Aisha Taoki today. Do those things, Ravens come away with a big win this afternoon. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game semifinal football coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedictine Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Kautz are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Emberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
93.7 FM. We're coming to the close here. We're heading up to the noon hour. And we're going to have to wrap things up, hanging out. And I hate to go, honestly. It's been a really unique, interesting day here at the Cultural Center with the Addison Art Association at 111 North A Street. I've met just about everybody, you know, that is anybody here in town coming in and out. And, you know, we had all kinds of great artists here. They're featured throughout the day today. I'm a little overwhelmed, Brent. This place is so wonderful.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. I was talking to Molly earlier, and, yeah, you know, we might be getting my son, Wyatt, into an art thing next year. So, you know, there's always that to look for.
Art, it's worth it.
Yeah, so if your kiddos are into art, maybe come down and talk to Molly about what that's all going to be like next year.
And just this space alone is a wonderful space. We're very lucky in Atchison to have the Cultural Center.
Yeah, this is an amazing place, and I'll be the first to admit it, which is kind of sad. It's one of those places you drive by and you're like, I don't know if I should go in there because I don't know if I'm like you know, am I like up to par with this place?
Right.
But it's so welcoming to
me.
It is.
It has been just an incredibly welcoming day. And you're going to feel that welcoming when you come in, because this is going on until 4 o'clock today. And I'm talking about the big Christmas market. You've got your honey. We talked about that a little while ago. I got mine. I got some apple butter. There's all kinds of jewelry here. You probably know Patty Boulders, the artist. She is here. All these local artists selling off their wares today, all in, well, in support of the Atchison Art Association. And, you know, on Monday, maybe, we'll hear back from Molly. She had talked about, we have a new artist in residence, and she can pronounce his name great, and I cannot yet.
I heard that earlier. Yeah. He was born in Ohio,
Ukrainian. So, yeah, you know what, we're going to feature that maybe in the news on Monday. So, you have a big old residual, because this place is just worth it. Like you said, getting your own son involved in the art, and the art is everything in every community, and that's what it's all about. Going on today until 8 o'clock, and tomorrow from noon until 4. It is the Christmas market here at the Cultural Center with the Atchison Art Association. We've been having a blast getting you signed up for Candy Cane Cash with 93.7 FM.
It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Des Moines, Iowa, where this afternoon in the NAIA Football Championship Series, it is a semifinal game. This game's got so many storylines, and we're going to try to share as many of them as we can with you here today. As the Benedicts and Ravens are being hosted by the Vikings of Grandview. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at a K-Radio Sports Studio. Got Case over here to my right. He's fighting for us. Got Gus over here to my left. Tom counts with you. And let's just start off. Let's just get that big old 400-pound gorilla right out of his room. It is winter in Iowa. Okay? Because we're just going to start off with that. Let's get this out of the way. It's winter. It's cold. It is unpleasant. But you know what? If you're out there playing some football, you might not miss stuff. It's not so terrible, right? Nah, you run around a little bit, you're going to get warmed up pretty soon, and it should be fantastic weather here. We talked about it. It was 8 degrees, I think, when we got here. The wind chill puts it around minus 1 right now. So, yeah, so people are slipping and sliding. They've cleared off a little bit of room out here in the stands. And I'm going to tell you what. If you are here today, you are a fan. You are a hardy, hardy fan. And there are a lot of Hardy fans who could not make the trip today, and no shade thrown to them, because it is a distance and it is a little bit brisk outside. But that all said, we got a great football game coming up between two of the best teams in America. Benedictine and Grandview played earlier this season. It was not on this field. Today, we're at Duke Williams Field in downtown Des Moines. High school field is shared by Grandview. And the last time we were at Drake University at MediaCom Field, so it's a different venue. We also, that was early in the season. For the Ravens, it was game two. For Grandview, it was game one. Came down to a 3-point, 27-24, Grandview win. We'll see what happens here today as Benedictine is going to be putting a toe to the football. They had won the political win, and he elected to defer to the second half. Looks like, I think you got things going really, really good here, from what I can see. Ravens getting set to go with it. And Bob Benedict and Christian Clomey will be putting a tone to the football and return bit. Are going to be back at their own 10-yard line. The field, they kind of pushed some of the snow off. The yard lines, the 5-yard lines are fairly clear. And this kick is going to be taken at the 15. Straight up the middle of the 25, running into a couple of blockers. And down he will go. And it's going to bring up a first and 10 for Grandview. We're underway here this afternoon. Wow. Good to have you with us today.
You can listen to those?
Yeah. No audio, but you can hear through them, so it's all gold. And, guys, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be leaning on you a lot today to help me with yard markers and locations, because not even a PA guy, not even a scoreboard guy have any idea what that is. I'm going to say 50, 40, 30, and it's going to be around the 26, 27-yard line is what I'm thinking that is.
But we have no idea on the numbers. We're just going to kind of be counting it down, and I'm assuming that one right there is 50. Yeah, there's no yard markers on the side. You're just going to kind of count it off and guess a little bit this afternoon. Benedictine, snowy day? Where was snowy white? Craven said white on white. White jerseys, white pants. Black helmets, red lettering and trim. Grandview will set a man in motion to first play of the ballgame. It's going to be a run up the middle and putting his head down, running over defenders, putting into the secondary, taking it all the way to the 45-yard line. That's a quick hitter for 17. Doesn't take long for Grandview to miss the ball on the ground. That's probably where the smart money that today is Dalton Van Pelt picks up some yardage. Going to bring up a first and 10. Grandview at their own 44-yard line. Lamination is slick. I'm just going to tell you. But we can, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about doing with them. Boom. Grandview in the red jersey, silver pants, white helmet. And off again is going to go to the running back. He'll try to the left side, breaks through, gets into the secondary, trying to tackle him down. He's going to pick up another first down, gaining about 13 yards on a first down carry into the left side of the line. Footing is treacherous, to say the very, very least. It is going to be hard to be able to stop, to be able to cut, and those runs because are straight ahead, and that's where they're going to have to be probably for the bulk of the day. Yeah, Abel, don't try to make the stop on the play right there for Benedictine, but not before Grandview able to pick up great yardage. For just a minute and a half into the ballgame, receivers going to go two to the right side for quarterback Jackson Waring, Conference Player of the Year. He'll take the snap, play action, back to throw, steps up in the pocket, rolling to the outside, still rolling. Now he's going to clip it upfield and dash out of bounds. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard or so, making a second down at about 9. How about Joseph Abrams over there from that DN spot? He's had a great season out of Tomball, Texas. 22 tackles on the year, a couple of tackles for a loss, and for the first time, Grammy guys looking to throw the football, and it was not a successful play for them. 2nd and 9. They're in Benedictine territory at the Raven 45-yard line, or rather, yeah, the Raven 40-yard line, maybe. 2nd down. Running back out of backfield is going to be Van Pelt. QB takes his time, wraparound handoff, gives it to the big man. He'll hit to the left side, puts his head down, runs into a defender, and gets rustled out of bounds along the near side. That was a good individual effort over here for Benedictine by Nehemiah Hicks. Yeah, Nehemiah Hicks giving up a lot of size right there going against the bigger running back. And now we're going to see a little bit of a change into the ball game. Lance Kleberg, the first-team All-Conference tight end, will now check in. Well, it's Grandview after two long carries on first down. And this first down sequence has been stymied a little bit by Benedictine. They'll be looking at a 3rd down and about 4 at the Raven 35-yard line. Coach will go to the right side. Quarterback Waring is back to throw, looking right. Now looking left. Now flushed out of the pocket. Now he's thinking about running. Now he's being chased. He's going to have to just throw this one away. That time they were looking for an inside screen. They were looking for Peyton Goody. Now, Goody is a guy who did not play in the first matchup against Benedictine. Raven did a good job of kind of staying at home and not allowing Waring that little passing lane. For the first time this afternoon, we're going to see a 4th down in for Grandview. No shock. I think you leave the offense out on the field right here. Yeah, Grandview has no intention. I mean, look, they're going into a snowing north wind, and Jackson Waring is out of the ball game. He's on the near side. Waring is not quarterbacking this team. 8. Yeah, it's Jackson. Is that Waring? I got an 8 on this side over here on the near side. All right. So here we go on a 4th and 4. QB's back. Steps up, has his man wide open, and it's broken up incomplete. Looking for again Peyton Goody. And Benedictine with coverage by Sakori Thomas.
Yep, Sakori Thomas.
Hey, this is Puka Gorda, Florida type weather. Or maybe not. Great job right there by Sakori reaching in, knocking the football away. It's going to be a turnover on downs, and the ball comes back comes to Benedictine for the first time this afternoon. Puka Gorda is a long way from here this afternoon. We hope you're enjoying Raven football wherever you're listening in the Atchison area in the 954, wherever you're at. Hope you're having a good time with this one. Here's the Ravens on the first possession of the afternoon. First and 10, Benedictine to throw 35-yard line. Quarterback is back to throw. Jackson steps up, going deep, got JoJo, and we'll overthrow him, and we've got a marker.
going to get a pass interference right there. It's probably more of a holding. Is that time JoJo got just a step on Tracy Davis. Davis did the right thing, reach out, try to grab him and throw him up. And on a day like this, the officials might not see that play. So they're going to look this over, and there is the hold on the defense. There you got it. Yes, spot on. And it's going to bring up an automatic first down after the assessment of the yardage penalty. The ball is going to go up to the 46-yard line. Benedict into their own 46, first and 10. With 3 minutes into the ball game, it is scoreless here in Des Moines, Iowa. Benedictine and Grandview. In a game that will guarantee the Heart of America Athletic Conference a team in the national championship game next Saturday. First down, 10, call. QB is going to take it. Hands off. Ugorji goes left side. Gets through the line. He kind of slides down looking for an opening. Going to pick up five where Cameron Mischel will bring him to the ground. He's a big guy at 6'3". 265-pound defensive line.
I like that first down call for the Ravens, right? Get something a little downhill. Try to move the ball. Again, stay ahead of the sticks where you don't put yourself in apparent passing situations, because this front defensive push for Grandview is excellent.
Second down at a half a dozen. Benedictine right at midfield. Jackson takes a snap from under center. Hands off left side. Bouncing outside Ugorji. Puts his head down. He's going to have a first down. Need a six. Give him seven. First and 10, BC. Kellen Moore, the strong safety with a stop. And the Ravens are going to advance the chains.
Yeah, nice job by Kellen Moore coming up to make the stop on that play. He is a guy that has, you know, didn't garner any postseason honors, which I was a little surprised. He did have an interception against Benedictine earlier this season.
Ravens moving the football in their first possession of the afternoon. We're at 10:59 and counting to go in the opening quarter. No score yet. Ravens first possession, their first and 10 in Viking territory at the 43. Dooney takes a snap, looks left, goes left, has this man, TZ, right down the sideline, picking up about seven.
That time TZ working on the left side, steps out of bounds, just shy of the first down, but working over there against a cornerback who's got great size, 6'3", and that time the Ravens pick up seven on first down and set themselves up with second and three. Now into the ball game, you're going to notice, because he's wearing no sleeves this afternoon, it's going to be Dalton Witherspoon. Is it Robbie?
I think it's Robbie.
Hold on, is it?
Hold on, we're going to find out. Witherspoon or Robbie? One. It's going to be Witherspoon. There you go. You're right. Quarterback rolling right. Looking. Jackson running. Now he's just going to step out of bounds. Get shoved to the near sideline. Pursued by Casey Trudeau, the defensive end. And will Jackson pick up a little bit? Yeah, he's going to be about a yard short of the first down. Third down, one. Benedictine now down at the, I got to count this down, 35-yard line.
And checking into the ball game for the Ravens is going to be the tight end. They're going to bring David Wilburn, the 6'4" redshirt freshman out of Millersville, Missouri.
Yeah, you got to know how they play football in Winter, Missouri. Dalton Witherspoon, the only guy out here with no shirt sleeves, bare arms. Now he's going to step up right beside the quarterback. He's going to get the play action. The lob over to Miller. A leaping catch is made for the first down by JoJo.
What a job by JoJo, just going right over the middle, catching the ball right in front of Kellen Moore, and Moore put a hit on him. Great job by JoJo to hold on to the football. And Benedictine going to bring Ugorji and Titan Osborne. Now, got a first and 10. You're moving the ball a little bit. This is the time if you want to go ahead and try the end zone. There's a shot to stretch the field a little bit.
Going to swing Cameron Dover over to the left side. He's going to set up for the tight end over there. Dover's a big cat at 6'3", 215. JoJo's going to go wide to the left. Going to fill a slot with LeBron. First and 10, Benedictine. No, they'll hand off straight ahead. Ugorji, he'll go into the middle, lose his footing, and just dive forward for a couple.
Yeah, not a lot of running room right there for Xavier Ugorji. Works the left side, but coming up, it was Casey Trudeau. Trudeau, a second teamer out of Van Meter, Iowa, making the stop on the play. That'll bring up now a second and 8 for Benedictine. JoJo will check into the ballgame. Tyler Watson checks out. Now Watson quickly runs back in, and Benedictine, count them up, get you 11.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Left side for the Ravens is going to be Lagapuyana. They're going to go slot to the left side also. It's a second down, 8 call, Benedictine. He'll run Ugorji to the quarterback's left. He'll play action off him. He's looking over the middle. He's got his man in the end zone. JoJo can't reach it. It's incomplete. And the Ravens had the guy. They had the play.
Yeah, it was a great play. He gave a little jut to the outside. The cornerback bit on it. And as he turned the post to the inside, he was open. That pass just a little too far out in front of him. It'll fall incomplete.
Third and long for Benedictine. The Grandview crowd trying to get a little emotion cranked up here. It's pretty cold to get the blood flowing very fast if you're sitting in the stands. But the Ravens out of the field.
They have had a little momentum in their first possession of the afternoon. Cameron Dover is winded to the near side. Ucorgi left side strips wide side. Dooley will take his time, take the step. And now they're going to flea flicker it, and that was an absolute disaster. Was that intentional? Nope. The snap came back bad. It somehow came to Ugorji, and he said, I know it's a pass play. He tossed it back to Dooley, and it was all said and done. I wouldn't think it's a bad play to punt this ball, right?
You know, I'm thinking the Jackson did a good job of covering up the football. That could have gone way, way worse. And the Ravens have an option here. What do you do on fourth down? They're going to go for a field goal. Is that really right? 50, 40, 50, 40. So it is going to be a 52-yard field goal. The last time I saw a 52-yard field goal from this exact spot on the field, guys, you remember that day?
It went good for Hamilton.
Here we go. The Ravens with the long field goal effort in the snow. It is down, it is up, and it is going to be close. So Benedictson will not be successful on the field goal effort. And each team has touched the ball once, and neither team has been able to put any points on the board. Here comes the Grandview offense for the second time today. We're about halfway through the opening quarter. It's 7:41 to play in the first. And, guys, I'll tell you something that I did forget is I did forget my reeds over the old visor, but we're going to go out and get those. Here comes Grandview. It'll be their first possession since that opening kickoff series. And quarterback Jackson Waring takes the snap from under center, hands off to his running back, and again, straight ahead running. And that's where the bread and butter is for Grandview right now. Ethan Schultz has got to carry that one out of Comanche, Iowa, with a 5'9" junior. Tackled by Isaiah Hayston. Oh, tackled by Hayden Tanu. Yeah. Second down, 5. And for Grandview, because their series, their initial possession, came to a halt when they tried to throw the ball.
Yeah, I would expect on this possession, especially when you come off the field, talk to coaches, tell them what you saw out on the field, and I'm going to think that they're going to maybe stick a little more run heavy on this possession.
Right, that's what they're going to do again. This time, though, the quarterback's going to keep it. Here comes Waring, picking up a first down. He'll stretch out, and Jackson gets across his own 45-yard line where Peyton Joby makes a stop on him. It is a first and 10 for Grandview. Grandview at 12-1 the season under first-season head coach E.J. Peterson, but don't be fooled by that first-season head coach moniker. He has been with this organization, and he's been a coach on this staff for many, many years. He knows this team intimately and intricately. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. It's a first and 10. Grandview at their own 46-yard line. Quarterback is Ryan, or the center is Ryan Sadler. And a quarterback has all day. Going deep. Man's wide open downfield. Broken up and caught and intercepted. The Ravens reach in front, but they back the ball away, and it is Isaiah Hayston. He's your Heart of America Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year, coming up with another one.
And what does he do right there? Let's talk about it. A little history was made with the interception. Isaiah Hayston has now tied Shim Johnson's single-season interception, 9 in a single season. Shim did that feat back in 1995. So what a play right there for Isaiah.
And for Benedictson, it is a takeaway, and yop it comes right back out of the field. We're at 6:16 to go in the opening quarter here in Des Moines. Ravens with their second offensive possession. Jackson Dooley runs the ball club motion. He'll give it off with a jet sweep. They'll cut to the near side. Here's LeBron. Breaks the tackle. Works his way up the field. Cuts back inside. LeBron gets a first down, and he gets more. Is that Titan? Okay, let me fix that. Titan, it was 9, not 8. And Titan Osborne with a great run tackled by Cade Sheedy.
So Titan Osborne with a nice little run right there. He's going to pick up the first down, check out of the ballgame. And, well, I think Coach Osborne heard you talking about LeBron. He's going to bring LeBron Jackson back into the ballgame. TZ will check out.
It'll be Joseph Lagabliana wind to the near side for the Ravens. And again, sting in the backfield on this sequence right now is going to be Dalton Witherspoon. First and 10, Benedictson at 5:40 to go in the opening quarter of a scoreless semifinal game here in the football championship series. The flare over to the left side is going to be Isaiah. Bounces outside. Hasten to the 40, 45, 50-yard line. Ravens are going to move the sticks, taking it to midfield.
Nice little play right there for Isaiah Hasten. Get the ball out of quarterback Jackson Dooley's hands quickly. Kellen Moore finally over there to make the stop, but not before Isaiah able to pick up a first down.
see quickly back up over the ball, and Haston is going to stay in the game over to the right side.
Isaiah right now trying to push for offensive player of the game, defensive player of the game, the state trophy.
I can't give the ball to it. It's this guy, me. Totally down. Dooley has the right side overloaded with receivers. He's got his right hand covered up by his running back, and it'll be Dooley keeping it himself. He'll bounce outside. No, it's not Dooley. It's Ugorshi. He's going to take the direct snap and pick up five. How about that?
Tucker Dickabare with the stop on the play. Now Jackson checks back in, hands in the hand warmers as he makes his way in. Haston and Ugorshi will check out.
So am I. Hands with the hand warmers. 8 degrees here at kickoff. Feels like, minus one, as they said at the start of this thing here this afternoon. So it's a little bit brisk in the capital city here of the Hawkeye State. Second and five. Benedictine, they're in Viking territory at the 45-yard line. Watch your step out there. It is icy. It is snowy in the bleachers. QB, wraparound handoff. And there's Witherspoon. First down, Benedictine to the 40. Nolan Simpson, the Burlington Iowa 80 for Grandview, making the tackle. And BC will move the sticks, and Ravens run their second possession of the game. Again, in familiar territory. Again, in Grandview territory. They're down now at the 40. 4 minutes to go in quarter one. Neither team has been able to put anything on the board yet. For the Ravens now, at their third possession of the game. Today, I'll take the snap. Play action. Dooley's back. Got all day. Going left. Has his man, and it is caught. Down the left side to the 20. 15. Stepping out of bounds near the 5-yard line. What a catch for Benedictine across the way. And I'm looking to see who came up with that football. Can you help me out with a spot on that, Case? You see what his number is over there? I'm thinking maybe it's going to be longer Puyana, but I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll figure it out in a little bit. But the Ravens are going to advance the chains. They're going to have it out of bounds at the... But they're going to not give him that 5-yard line spot. They're going to give him a 10-yard line spot. So they're going to see stepped out of bounds on the near side. It is going to be first and goal at the 10. Ugorshi in the backfield. Quarterback Jackson Dooley, the Ravens looking to get some first points of the game. Handoff Xavier. Goes to the left side. Bounces. Gets hit. Bounces. Gets down to the 5, 4, 3, 2. It's second and goal. Benedictine Ugorshi. What a great job as he hits the line. Nothing there. He just bounces to the left. Finally, John Argo, he's a conference DPOI, and what a game or what a season he's had. 93 tackles for Grandview, 14 tackles for a loss, 4 interceptions. John Argo is the real deal. He makes that stop and saved the touchdown. They're going to say down was Ugorshi at the 4, where it's going to be a second down goal. Benedictine, inside 3 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens now threatening. Best field position for either team so far this afternoon. Dooley's the quarterback. Hands off Ugorshi. Go to the right. Get to the 5. Goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Xavier Ugorshi from 4 yards away. And Benedictine at 2:36 to go in the opening quarter has broken on top. For the Ravens, an impressive drive. And you got to take that thing all the way back to the interception by Isaiah Haston on a great defensive play deep downfield. BC took the ball deep and just chugged and chugged and chugged. Moved it down the field, puts it in the end zone, and coming in to kick, it'll be Christian Klobe. Now, remember, Christian missing a field goal a little bit ago. Now we got Jackson Dooley. He's down here, and he wants maybe the play clock reset. He seems very unhappy about something as he's having a long conversation with the official. He and Klobe are kind of kicking a little bit of snow away, trying to find some kind of a clear landing spot for the football. And we're set for the Raven PAT. Benedictine going up now 6-0, looking to add one more. Hands outstretched. There's the snap. There's the placement. The kick is airborne. And count it. And we're going to get a timeout on the field. It coming at 2:36 to go in the opening quarter in Des Moines. Benedictine 7, Grandview nothing.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Bronco Johns and Atchison is fired up for Benedictine College football. Whether you're celebrating a big win or gearing up for kickoff, Taco Johns is the place to gather with friends for tacos, nachos Navidad, famous potato olays, and more. To show our Raven pride, Benedictine students get 10% off with a valid student ID year-round. We love BC students, we love BC football, and we're ready to feed your game day crew. Taco Johns and Atchison, bigger, older, better. Let's go Ravens.
Good morning for this kickoff being brought to you by Hundley Liquor. Kick off your weekend party with a trip to Hundley Liquor in Atchison. Here's the Raven kick. It is away. He's going to send the return man into the end zone, and he is very wisely going to take a knee. You know you want to run that thing out, especially in a postseason game, right? But no, he did the right thing. Took a knee, and it is going to be a touchback. Grandview will begin this possession. First and 10 at his own 20-yard line. 2.5 minutes ago in the opening quarter, and the Ravens have broken out on top. 7-0. It is. It's cold, Case, right? Yeah. I can see your breath. I can. And the snow, which was really coming down, I mean, is very, very limited visibility. The snow is quite diminished now as far as, you know, falling additionally. So that is certainly a plus. Here we go. 1st and 10. Motion to the left side. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. A little QB draw. Gets in the middle of the line. He is going to be upended and he is going to be stopped. Maybe picks up 1 yard. What a nice job by Isaac Lopez. Well, Isaac is having himself a postseason, isn't he, for Benedictine?
Yeah, Isaac had the Player of the Game award after the Campbellsville game back in week one. And a nice little tackle right there is going to bring up a 2nd and, let's give him a yard on the play called 2nd and 9.
Because you think, am I drinking water? Or do you think I'm going to have to get a cup of ice to keep it chilled here this afternoon?
Before you buried it in the snow behind us.
Yeah, I sure did. And it wasn't even intentional. It's for 2nd down and a long 9. Handoff will go to the right side. The running back will turn it upfield. He's going to pick up a 1st down. Look at him. As Van Pelt runs the ball, because tacklers are hanging on to him, but they're sliding their feet in this frozen turf here. They could not bring him to the ground. Blake Castile will get the tackle for Benedictine, but Grandview will get the 1st down. Ravens in front with 1.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 7-0. And guess that was an impressive drive for BC getting it down the field like that. Wide to the left side for Grandview, Tristan Williams. Toki is going to be wide to the right side. QB will hand off his running back, will cut in, cut across the grain, pick up 9. And again, a good, long, quick hitter, straight ahead running. That time it's going to be Bryant Williams with the carry. And again, Blake Castile with the BC tackle. Bryant Williams out of Burlington, Iowa, junior, 5'10".
Yeah, this is nothing new for Grandview, right? Like on the first two possessions of the ball game, they have moved the ball really well running it. But when they asked Jackson Waring to throw it, that's when they've kind of sputtered a little bit on offense. And he's the Harvard American Athletic Conference Player of the Year in the North Division. He'll get it together. But right now, the run game has been excellent for Grandview.
Got to keep an eye on Toki. He's wide to the left side, and the running back is going to take it in the middle of the line. Needed a yard. Got about 2 as Jason Anderson makes a hit, but it's enough to stretch the chains for a 1st and 10, Grandview. We are, well, the clock has gone south on us. It says 6 minutes, and it was a moment ago. So maybe it is too cold for it to function as well. We've had to go through a sequence of phones and electronics here because things are not designed to work in sub-zero temperatures. And now the officials have stopped the game. They're getting up over the top of the football, and I think they're going to try to figure out where we're at in the game. And I was checking to see, I figured maybe the opening quarter had drawn to a close. And now both teams are just standing on their respective side of the line of scrimmage. The officials are coming over to the near side. And again, they're trying to figure out the game clock. The winner of this one is going to be paired up against the winner of the game that is going on also right now down in WPB. As it'll be Kaiser. They're down there hosting the Yokes of Idaho.
Yeah, it's much nicer in West Palm right now, right? I think we looked earlier, it was 76 degrees in West Palm Beach right now, so we'll keep an eye on those scores as the afternoon goes, but in the early going, 5:11 left in the first quarter, it is the Seahawks leading the Yotes 7-0.
Now the clock and the scoreboards here are off, and now they're back on. And again, guys, I understand at this high school football field here in Des Moines, and, you know, a lot of schools use it. And so the facility get some utilization, okay? When the clock says 20, Grandview's just backing off the ball. They're saying, no, we're not going to snap it. It didn't say that. And nobody is quite satisfied with what is going on, and it's unfortunate that we have to come to such an important game and run into these kind of an issue. 24? Okay. I think they've agreed. We're at 24 seconds to go in the quarter now. All right, that's what they're going to put on the clock. It is a 1st and 10, Grandview. They're just short of midfield. Handoff is going to go to the little running back. He'll get a yard or two, and he will bring it to the end of the opening quarter. We're going to get a timeout on the field after one here in Des Moines, Iowa. It's the Benedictine Ravens, 7, Grandview, nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here at Duke Williams Field, Des Moines, Iowa. Get set to go to the second quarter. Benedictine leading in the ball game in this FCS semifinal game, 7-0. And the switch into the field. Gus, this is a great opportunity for me to remind you, L&L Construction, they're available for all your projects, spring projects, winter projects. You're going to remodel something. You're going to build something new. Give them L&L Construction a call. They are 367-3161. The guys in the red truck. First play of the second quarter, and a handoff and big yardage straight up the middle. Ravens trying to pull it down, and finally, after about a 16-17 yard gain, the running back Bryant Williams got picking a big yardage, and BC trying to get him kind of at the waist and kind of pulling at the football, but unable to dislodge it. That was a big carry.
Yeah, Benedictine spending a lot of time right there trying to dislodge the football, and in doing so allows the running back to pick up good yardage. And again, we keep talking about it, that for Grandview, their best offense today has been just running the football.
Toki is going to be wide to the right side. The quarterback will hand off to his running back, and again, he'll slow walk it, go to the left, bounces outside, he'll get behind a big lineman, cut
ball
the ball's on the ground, and away, but Derek covered it at the 10-yard line. That is just exactly what they were trying to do on the last carry. Nehemiah Hicks comes up with the football that had been knocked away, and the Ravens are going to get their offense back out on the field.
So right now, Grandview has come into this ballgame with a great game plan, and they're executing it. But two turnovers so far in the early going of this ballgame have really been kind of that Achilles heel. And you go back to the game in early September when these two teams met up across town, it was Benedictine that made those mistakes.
Ravens turning it over three times in that first game of the season for the Vikings. And here comes BC on offense. We're a minute into the second quarter.
Third possession
of the game. First one, missed field goal. Second one, touchdown. And here's a handoff inside. And look at Witherspoon. Turn the body sideways. Try to knife forward. There's nothing there. He'll get a yard or so.
Yeah, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Great job by Grandview covering it up. It was Cameron Meislin, the second team all-conference defensive lineman. Makes a big stop on the play.
Ravens running players in and out and back and forth. We are seeing a lot of substitutions. And into the lineup in the backfield, because check this, you're going to have both Ugorji and Witherspoon in the backfield with Jackson Dooley. Wide to the left side is going to be Joe Jones. They're going to fill a slot with LeBron. It is a second down, 9, calling an apparent passing situation, and the backs are probably going to be in the block. QB's going to take it. No, hands off Ugorji. He's got nowhere to go, tackled for no gain.
That time coming up, making the play, Jackson Filer. Filer, 61 tackle guy. He You want to talk about a guy who has bounced around a lot. Out in Des Moines, went to Iowa for a few years, came back last year here to Grandview. Nice play there. Now, this is where we talked about in pregame. Benedictson couldn't find themselves in this position in apparent passing down. They are with 13 minutes to go in the opening half, looking at a third down 9 at their own 11-yard line. Jackson takes a snap. Back to throw. The pressure's on. He'll throw it right side. And coming back, is it caught or is it not? And it is going to be incomplete. Looking over there, Gus, for Titan Osborne. And why wouldn't you? Ravens are going to be forced to punt the ball for the first time today. And that's a break for Grandview. Their defense did a great job of stopping Benedictine, really for the first time today. Yep, great job right there. As Benedictine gets the turnover, but the Grandview defense stands. And now, for Grandview, they're going to put back a return man somewhere around midfield. And BC is going to be punting from the goal line. Here comes Scotty. Waiting for the snap. Takes it, Kelman high, gets a toe to it. This cold weather is not going to fly very far. It's going to bounce. Take a Raven bounce at the 40, 45, and just shy of the 50-yard line. It's going to be downed by BC. And it'll bring up after Blake Stafkas downs the football. Grandview's going to take over with outstanding field position, guys. The turnover did not hurt them. And it'll be with 12.5 to go in the opening half. Grandview ball, Ravens in front by a touchdown. The only thing it really hurt them on is it looked like they were going to go in for their first score of the afternoon, and instead it kind of takes points off the board right now. And if you're Grandview and offensive coordinator Jordan Knock in his first season, stick with the run right now. Well, they're going to do that. Hand off to the running back and hit from behind. Dalton Van Pelt pulled out by Cole Johnson to the end. Yeah, and a great job by Cole Johnson coming back from the backside defensive end. Jackson Waring attempted to block him right there, but came up a little short. And that's probably a smart play by Jackson. Just get out of the way right there. Yeah, Jackson's way too valuable to this team to spend, you know, his plays blocking defensive ends. They'll bring up a second down and 8. The ball across midfield. Grandview at the Benedictine 48-yard line. Second down call. Again, the running back on the right side. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Goes straight ahead. Is hit. Breaks a tackle. Gets a first down. Stood up. And finally, is going to be put on the ground. Inside the 40 at the 39-yard line. Christian McAfee, Nehemiah hit. Make the stop on the play. Grandview doing a great job up front with those road graders. Christian Stoller up there along with Nate Temin. They'll move the chains and Grandview, Gus, they've been picking up yardage. They just have not been putting points on the board. 11.5 to go in the first half. Ravens with a 7-0 lead. But again, Grandview is moving the ball. Toki will go wide to the left side. Williams will come wide to the right side. They'll go slot right. Motion to the left. That's going to be a fullback over there for blocking. The handoff is going to go running back. He'll cut back into the middle of the lane. And, man, there's not much there for Ethan.
Christian McAfee again on the stop right there for the Ravens. Just a short gain. McAfee, we've talked about the sophomore out of Nemaha Central High School. 15 tackles coming into today's game.
Pickup of about 3 for Dalton Van Pelt on that first down call. 2nd and 7. Grandview is moving the ball. They're at the Benedictine 35-yard line. Peyton Goody is going to be the left wide out. Toki will be in the slot. Single man to the right side. The ball right at the 35-yard line. You can see no grass out there. There's some places where a little more snow has been pushed. Now they're speed into the middle, a spinning run. Look at him going to the 10. He's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Grandview. Give it to Bryant Williams. And Gus, a great spin move at the line of scrimmage broke him free.
Yep, he did a great job. As last week, again, friends, Benedictine didn't miss those tackles. And right there, Williams spins out of one, works his way up the sideline, and crosses for the first time this afternoon. Grandview gets on the board.
The Vikings looking for the PAT to tie this up. It will be held by Williams. It will be kicked by the sophomore from Arizona, Corey Wood. 66 of 69 on PATs this season. Wood to the right footed soccer style kicker, 5'7". Long look, long count, and there's a snap and a placement and the point, and we're tied. Time out of the field with 10:37 to go in the opening half in Des Moines. Benedictine 7, Grandview 7.
The holiday season is here, and there's no better way to celebrate than with Hunley Liquor. Whether you're hosting a festive gathering, bringing a bottle to a friend's house, or toasting the season with loved ones, we have everything you need to keep the holiday cheer going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your holiday gatherings unforgettable. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
How you doing over there, Ryan? Reasonable. 10:37 to go in the opening half, and Grandview has come from behind to tie the game up at 7. Welcome back, and the kickoff brought to you by Hunley Liquor. Kick off your holiday party with a stop at Hunley Liquor. Here's the kick away. Ravens are going to drop it, pick it up at the 5-yard line. Up the right side to the 15, 20, 5, 30-yard line. So many times you see the mishandled ball allow enough time for blocking to develop and a big return ensue, and that happened again there.
And I saw a return right there by Titan Osburn. Will set Benedictine up with their third possession of the day.
So at the 25, 30-yard line. Call it the 30-yard line, their own. Ravens first and 10. Here we go. The field is completely white. They did make a one shovel width swipe down each 5-yard line across the field, but those are pretty much obliterated. But you can kind of tell where they were. No numbers available at all. Quarterback back to throw. Looks over the middle. His pass batted away by a big old lineman in the middle. How about Cameron Mearson? That's a 6'3". He extended that arm and rejects the pass.
Yeah, and he did a great job getting the hand up in the passing lane because the Ravens were looking for a little. They ran everybody off deep. They were going to slide the running back in the middle of the field and try to hit him for a big gainer, but great job by Meesman, able to knock it down. It'll bring up 2nd and 10 for the Raven offense right here.
Puck not moving much at all here in the second quarter. Went quickly in the first. We're still at 10:20 to go in the opening half. 7-7 is your score. Ravens with the football. Jackson back to throw. Looks right, throws right, hits his man out of the backfield, takes it down the right side, picks up a first down, gets all the way to the 40, 45, and Titan Osborne is going to have a Raven first down. They're going to mark him stepping out of bounds at a 45-yard line where Kellen Moore ushers him out. Ravens sideline across the way from us, the Grandview sideline to our near side. The crowd, I tell you what, all things considered, it's a great crowd today. You know, each team's well supported. Each team's got some very, very solid fans who love their club.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to look outside and say, maybe not.
Yeah, 1st and 10. Ravens with the ball and a handoff. Witherspoon bouncing, looking for some room. He finds none. There's going to be no gain on that carry as he bounces outside. And here's the deal, guys. You can't make that tight, quick cut, and John Argo is going to be right on your heels like he was there. Straight ahead running between the tackles is where the ground yardage, it looks like, is going to be here this afternoon.
John Argo coming up to make that stop. He has 93 tackles coming into today's game. Benedictine going to bring back into the ballgame. Dalton Witherspoon lined him up right hand to quarterback Jackson Dooley.
2nd down call, trip to the right side. BC overloading the wide side of the field, and Dooley gets the snap, wraparound handoff, and Witherspoon picks up 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8 yards just short of the first down. And again, because when you run into the middle, you know you're running directly at the middle linebacker, Argo.
Yeah, and I don't know. We have different opinions about this, but you're one of those guys who says run right at the
best player. Run right at your best player, 100%. Yeah, I'm down with that.
So now the Ravens find themselves looking at a 3rd and 2 in what I think is probably 4-down territory.
Oh, I would say it very easily could be. 8:45 to go and running along here in the second quarter, 7-7 ball game. 3rd down 2, Benedictine. Dooley the snap, wraparound handoff. 1st down, a little bit more. A little stiff arm, and Dalton Witherspoon gets inside the 40-yard line. Benedictine 1st and 10 at the 39.
Kellen Moore comes over to make the stop right there. 67 tackles coming into today's game. It'll be for the Ravens, a 1st and 10. Wholesale substitution for Benedictine coming into the ballgame.
you're going to have Cameron Dover, LeBron Jackson, and Titan Osborne.
Yeah, very different, not only at the running back spot with Ugorji getting into the backfield, but a different, entirely different receiving group coming in. First down call at the 39-yard line. Ravens moving the ball. They're in Grandview territory in a 7-7 ball game with 7:57 to go in the first half. Play action. QB's back. Steps up. Pulls away from a tackle. Now he's going to run. He's got a little room and will sprint to the near side. And yes, that is the good judgment of a senior quarterback. You get out of there.
Yeah, he looked over, saw Kate Sheedy just closing in on him right there and said, hey, I'll pick up the first down. Step out of bounds. Let's do this over again. First and 10, Benedictine.
KCD, a big cat over there. The only thing you want to do is tackle with somebody like him. He is really good.
Benedictine, first and 10 at the Grandview 26-yard line.
So in at the running back spot. Who we got back here? Is that Xavier? Motion to the right. The pass to LeBron hit immediately, and he is just not going to be able to escape the grasp of Levi Manson. So for the Ravens, it's going to be a very short game.
Yeah, that was one of those passes where you just want to get the ball out of the hands of quarterback Jackson Dooley quickly and try to just keep that defense honest. LeBron will check out. Tyler Watson will come in for this second, and they're going to give LeBron a much better spot than I thought. They're going to give him three, and let's call it second and seven.
A little bit of flurries continuing to come down. They've started again. Not much. Certainly much better visibility than we had here a couple of hours ago. 6:45 and running along in the opening half. Ravens with the football in a 7-7 game. Second down. Hand off. Straight ahead. Ugorji puts his head down. And does he just go straight into the teeth of John Argon? Actually pushed him back a little bit. And that's a feat.
Yeah.
And Xavier is only 5'9 and 180.
Yeah, at that time, Xavier Ugorji able to drive right through the linebacker. Now Benedictine looking at a third and let's call it four. LeBron will check out of the ball game. Coming back in, you're going to see JoJo.
Okay, for the Ravens, look in the middle. How about Britton Smith, the Trey Madrid, and Rashad Beckham out there for BC across that front with Jacoby Hinton and Harrison Schmidt. That front five of the offensive line, that is square. The games are won and lost. Third down for the Ravens at about four. Handoff is going to be Ugorji. Bounces right, cuts in the middle. He's going to get a first down, drives a sack. He's down to the 15. He's pushing toward the 10 before he's going to be turned around and shoved back.
That's one of those plays right there. Nice job by Xavier Ugorji, but with his stature, he's kind of able to get lost in those big guys and that time able to duck underneath, pick up a first down. Now the Ravens looking at first and 10 just outside the 10. Let's mark it down. I'm going to estimate that's the 14-yard line,
yeah,
right there.
I think that's about right. Meeslein, Cameron Meeslein, got a bond to launch with the tackle for Grandview. Plenty of time for Benedictine Gus with 5 minutes and 20 to go in the opening half. Game is tied at 7. Ravens at Grandview in his national semifinal game. With Witherspoon, quarterback is back, hands off. Witherspoon bounces out. He's to the 10, hit, stood up, and driven down near the 5-yard line. But, man, he earned some yardage on that one.
Kellen Moore over there to make yet another stop right there for Grandview.
Hey, you know what? How about our friends at Atchison Auto Parts? They're your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. They got locations in Atchison, Leavenworth, and Smithville, and Sebastopol, all over the place, and they get you some parts the same day if they're not in a store. That's Atchison Auto Parts. 4 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half. Ravens moving the football. They got a little momentum, and it's going to bring up a second down and 2 for BC. They're at the 7-yard line, now deep in Viking territory. They're going to leave Witherspoon in and now bring him out of the backfield. They'll throw it to Dalton in the backfield. He tries to get a block from LeBron, but it doesn't develop, and Witherspoon is going to be tackled for no gain in the play. The problem for LeBron, one LeBron, two defenders.
LeBron had to make a decision. He picked one and hopes that Witherspoon can elude the other. Now, I think maybe we got a Raven on the near sideline, a little slow to get up.
Yeah, he's come up and he's sitting up and now slowly coming to his feet. And the Raven training crew is going to come over here. And hey, tell you what, guys, you know what? Taco John's in Atchison. Those guys are fantastic, and they support the Ravens. If you're a Benedictine student, I was one, but I don't think they'll take mine. You can get a 10% discount by just showing your student ID. Ask Taco John's. You know where they're at? Just south of, on 10th Street, just south of the railroad tracks in Atchison. Trainers for Benedictine over on the near side looking at one of the Raven players. And Gus, next week, one of these teams is going to be playing, well, either Idaho or
Kaiser, and they're going to be down in Texas.
Yeah, we talked about it prior to the game that it's one, it's two, but it's not three. There are only two games left for one of these teams, one after today. And taking a look down on, wow, West Palm Beach has an interesting score.
Really? I like that.
Kaiser 9, mm-hmm. College of Idaho 7. Wow. Kaiser must have got a safety somewhere along the way because it was 7-0. But that ball game is 10 minutes left in the second quarter.
All right, coming to his feet, walking off the field, Dalton Witherspoon, because he may have a little bit of a limp as he comes up, but he is coming off under his own power with no assistance, and the trainer over there giving him a look. So with 4:12 to go in the opening half, the Ravens are going to be looking at a third down and 4. The ball is going to be now marked at the 8-yard line. Ravens deep in Grandview territory. And you don't want to try to look too far ahead, but on fourth down, you missed a field goal, a long one earlier. Do you try for three here, or do you leave them out there for four?
You need as many points as you can get on a day like that.
Take them all. All right, here comes Benedictson with Titan to the right side. Jojo in the slot. Titan on the left side. That's TZ. Wait for him to have a big play. Third down, 4 for Benedictson inside the 10. They will hand off, and I don't know what happened. Are you bored? You just kind of stopped in the backfield. Jackson is pointing into the middle of the line, and he's looking for something from the official, but whatever he wants, he's not getting. And the field goal unit will come into the game.
So checking into the ballgame, we're going to see Christian Clove. He is 10 of now 15 on the season and struggled a little bit in the last couple and missed one last week at Friends that could have been huge and missed one to early on in this ballgame that was a very long field goal.
He's kicking into the north, so he'll be kicking into whatever wind there still is here this afternoon, and it's been up and down. There's a snap, there's a placement. The kick is plenty high, it's plenty long, and it is absolutely good, and we're going to get a timeout as the Ravens retake the lead. A break coming at 3:12 to go in the opening half in Des Moines, where it is Benedictine 10, Grandview 7.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotion, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
When it comes to your smile, trust the team that Atchison trusts. Atchison Dental Associates, located at 111 North 5th Street in Atchison. Dr. Merkline and Dr. Huntington are proud members of our community, providing personalized, compassionate care for every patient, every visit. From routine cleanings to complete dental care, your comfort and your smile come first. Call today to schedule your appointment at 913-367-0212. Atchison Dental Associates. We put our heart in your smile.
Oh, this section kickoff away, and it's allowed to bound and bound and bound. It's laying on the ground at the 5-yard line. Picked up there and down at the 11. The kick coverage was great. And Gus, when he was unable to field that ball cleanly, the ball scooting around in that snow and that frozen ground, it was so hard to capture. And Granby is going to have a long field in front of it with only 3:06 to go in the first half.
So just plug this into something?
Yeah, I'll get you something here in about 1 second to hook it to. Here we go. I got you.
Show one.
We're going to put that right there. And pop the top. There you go. So here comes Grandview. 3:06 to play in the half. Ravens leading it by 3. From deep in their own territory at the 12-yard line. They're straight ahead run. Ravens are not going to let this one go very far. Picking up a couple of yards or so, but that's just about all. Hold that for 2 seconds. A light will ignite, and it should be on. Yeah? And we'll see what's going on there. Maybe I got to turn the pack on. I don't know.
Figure it out.
2 minutes at 43-42. 2 minutes and 40 to go. Dylan Witherspoon making that tackle on that last play. Okay, tiny button to press, and the lights will all come up. 2:30. There you go. Try that. Here's another run into the middle of the field, and there is just nothing doing.
Isaac Lopez for the Ravens coming over, making this stop. Now for Grandview, they're looking at a third and two, and you got to think they'll keep the ball on the ground. And the only reason I say that is they've just been so successful running the ball to this point.
It has been very good to them. Third down and a couple. They've got the ball thrown to 10-yard line or 15, make that 5, 10, 15. Now we're going to get a timeout. Finally, it took a long time, but we're going to get a timeout utilized, and we're taking a break. 2-minute break coming up here in Des Moines, Iowa. The score, Benedictine 10 and Grandview 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back
to Des Moines and on to play after coming out of the 2-minute timeout.
Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Boot right, Dylan Witherspoon. Well, push Jackson Waring out of bounds, but not until he has gained enough for the first down. And you guys, by the way, that 2-minute warning timeout sponsored by Atchison Dental Associates. You know, they've got cool stuff, man. Modern care with the Celea laser. It provides gentle, no-drill dentistry. Check it out. Atchison Dental Associates at AtchisonDental.com. Inside 2 to play in the half. This time the quarterback back to throw. Got all day. Fires it to his back out of the backfield. Kicks it over to Bryant Williams. Williams to go left side. Williams already had a good day so far. And he will be down, though, in the field of play by Peyton Joby. Clock continues to roll. We're at a minute 40 and counting toward halftime.
Did I keep it?
No. This?
Yep.
Got it. Again. Bump that, turn it back on if I didn't. Second down, 7 for Grandview. QB back to throw again, wearing, looking left, throwing left, and it is going to be caught and running out of bounds. Did he make the catch in play? He did. It's going to be enough for the first down, and Grandview that quickly is up at their own 40-yard line. Stopping the clock with a minute 20 to go before intermission. Grandview working hard, guys. They would like to get that thing downfield and score here.
Yeah, that clock shouldn't stop.
Minute 21, it is definitely stopped.
Right? Going backwards, like you have to go out of bounds going forwards. You can't go out backwards. I thought that's kind of how that rule worked.
No, it doesn't work like that here today. Here we go. We'll work on that in a second. QB's back to throw. Looks left? No. Looks right? Yes. Got his man wide open on the near side and running to the sideline and getting bumped out of bounds is going to be Corey Phillips. Peyton Joby is over here on him. And Corey Phillips, because you always have like the size he brings to the game.
Yeah, Corey Phillips is a guy who could easily line up on the basketball team at 6'5", 265, and he's a big, strong receiver, and he's got 14 for 143 and a touchdown, but last week, 1 for 15, and that's kind of what they look for out of him, is those little throwaway routes and pick up first downs like that.
74 seconds left in the half. Grandview working the sideline really well. They've still got all of their timeouts remaining. And you got to be looking for Isaiah Toki. He's going to set up slot to the left side. QB's back, and he's looking at him, looking at him, looking at him. Goes that way. Pass is going to be caught. And again, it's going to go out of bounds backward. And again, for some reason, they are going to stop the clock.
Making the stop over there, Sakori Thomas. Talk about the junior out of Punta Gorda, Florida, making the stop. But right now, Grandview doing a nice job just picking up yards chunks at a time. And this is a possession where it's not a big possession, but they'd really like to score. Benedictine will get the ball to start the second half.
And it's wonderful department. The sun has begun to peek out a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong. It's brutally cold, but it is cold and sunny. QB will keep it himself as he fakes the handoff, comes to the near side, hit, and hit again. Driven down a gain of a couple of yards, and we're going to get a timeout taken by GV. We'll take the break with exactly 1 minute to go in the half. From Des Moines,
It's Benedict and 10, Grandview 7.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Bronco Johns in Atchison is fired up for Benedictine College football. Whether you're celebrating a big win or gearing up for kickoff, Taco Johns is the place to gather with friends for tacos, nachos Navidad, famous potato olays, and more. To show our Raven pride, Benedictine students get 10% off with a valid student ID year-round. We love BC students, we love BC football, and we're ready to feed your game day crew. Taco Johns in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. Let's go Ravens.
Now you can use that blanket. There we go. It's going to be better. Okay, coming out of the timeout, here comes Grandview. They're moving the football with a minute to go in the half. Hand off, running back, straight ahead. No, he's going to be hit hard by Christian McAfee. And now we get a little action out on the field.
Yeah, we've got a receiver talking with a cornerback, and neither one of them had anything to do with the play. And as a head coach, that's just going to drive you nuts because those are two guys that really haven't done much this afternoon. Official's going to take his time, and what do you want to bet? It's offsetting.
Sure it is. It's always offsetting, especially in the playoffs like this. They're not going to make a decision.
Yeah, so much for that. It is not against both teams. It is going to be called against Benedictine.
And again, because Grandview is taking virtually no time off the clock with each of these plays. The clock stopping immediately. That play took 7 seconds. Plus, they're going to get the yardage and a 15.
And you got Coach clear out to the numbers out here. He has absolutely got some things to share.
And now they're going to stop the play. The referee's going to go over and visit with Coach Osborne. They're going to discuss that. 53 seconds ago in the opening half. Now, both times are going to go to their, or both clubs are going to go to their respective sidelines as the officials are going to have to explain and see if they fully understand the call and what is going on out there in the field right now.
Well, and I think Coach Osborne utilized the timeout to give him a chance to talk to the officials and say, hey, what did you see out there? And I don't even know where our officials are from.
Referees are coming over, and he's going to talk to the umpire and the linesman and the rest of it. And he's got, you know, he's going to tell him, he's going to say, guys, quit doing that. Okay? I mean, that's just kind of the right answer here. Hey, best of luck to the Raven basketball teams today as they're going to be in action down at the Rapidola Gymnasium. So we will wish them very, very well. Same thing happens to St. Ambrose, right?
St. Ambrose, so.
Yeah.
Look, he might be out of the way already.
Miss Raven timeout, by the way, as you're checking on that, has been sponsored by Atchison Dental Associates. They've got calm, comfortable dentistry and facial aesthetics. Learn more at AtchisonDental.com. They put their heart in your smile. 53 seconds left in the half. Now, Grandview has really moved the ball downfield because in about a minute, they've gone the length of the field now. And coming out of the timeout, it's going to be first and 10 at the Raven 24-yard line. Grandview with a football. They've still got two timeouts remaining. And they would like to take a lead into the locker room. They would certainly like to have a field goal opportunity. And with that in mind, Corey Wood is down here kind of swinging his leg and trying to warm up. QB is back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Hit from behind. Breaks the tackle. He's got running room. Pass into the outside. Jackson Waring. Run into the far sideline. And he's going to run out of bounds. And scoot. Oh, make it snow angels. Jackson. Very nice in the holiday season. It will bring up a first down.
Yeah, Jackson Waring's a guy who can run the ball and does it effectively when he needs to. Last week, 12 rushes, 55 yards, and a rushing touchdown.
So, yeah, Jackson's had a fantastic season, and he's going to pick up another first down for Grandview. And, again, that play, less than 10 seconds. So, Grandview is using the clock very effectively. Now, remember, they turned it over a couple of times already in the opening half. Ravens would love a takeaway right about here. Waring is back, looking over the middle. He's throwing deep. He's got his man in the corner. It's caught out of bounds, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, that pass, well, he jumped for the ball. He was already 3 yards out of bounds. I think he just got kind of confused where the line is.
It's hard to tell it.
Like, he's over there by the guys that are out of bounds with media passes. So, anyway, that pass fails on him a little bit. But for Grandview, they're okay with that. It's going to stop the clock, not really hurt them. Back into the ballgame will come Bryant Williams. Williams has the touchdown run already today for Grandview.
Van Pelt is out, guys. As you mentioned, Williams coming in. Williams has proven himself to be very difficult to bring down, although also he's proven himself to be able to turn the ball over. Watch for a draw right here. Second down call, motion right, jet sweep. QB will keep it himself. Get hit in the backfield, pulls away. Bounces outside. Hit again. He's not pulling away from this one. Going to be pushed out of bounds into the far sideline by Dylan Witherspoon. And that play took 5 seconds. Again, Granby doing a fantastic job of using virtually no time on each play. They've gone the length of the field, probably, what, 8 or 12 plays in, like, 30 seconds, 40 seconds? It's going to bring up a third down call for the Vikings. Third down 10 at the Benedictine 13-yard line. We have not seen Gus Toki. I don't know if we've even seen him targeted yet today, have we?
Only when they need him.
Well, this might be it. And we're going to quickly have play stop. A timeout taken by Benedictine. Taking a break, Joseph. Timeout on the field with 29 seconds to go in the opening half. Ravens 7, Vikings, or Ravens 10, Vikings 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Jackson Lane back to throw on a third down play, and he's going to launch it into the parking lot. Thus, the coverage downfield was superb. He rolled out. Isaac Lopez was beginning to put the pressure on Jackson Waring, and the Vikings are going to have to settle for a field goal effort. And again, that play took only 6 seconds.
Yeah, but that was a smart play right there. Waring rolled out, realized that nobody was open. He realized that Lopez was closing quickly. Sail it out the back of the end zone. Don't take a sack or the chance of fumbling the football and give your kicker a chance. 6 of 10 on the season is Corey Wood, a long of 46.
Well, he's going to settle in here for what is going to be a 32-yard field goal effort from straight away. It is on its way, and looks like he's got it. It's good, and we're tied. Timeout on the field, 16 seconds left in the half. Ravens 10, Vikings 10.
Unless you're at Taco John's, a crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
For the kick return, and back deep is going to be Joseph Longapoyana and Titan Osborne. The boot is away, it's slow. It's line drive, and it's going to bounce and bounce, and before they can get to it, it's going to kick out of bounds. Not a particularly outstanding kickoff by Corey Wood, but does it maybe what he wanted to do? Maybe he does not want to see the Ravens with a kick return opportunity.
And I don't expect the Ravens to really do much right here. I expect them to come out, hit an E, and get us to the break right here.
Yes, as we, and we'll be talking about it, but Benedictin will have the football to begin the second half. BC offense, 16 seconds on the scoreboard clock in a 10-10 game. And we talk about limited possessions. You know, we're talking about four or five possessions in the half for these two teams. This kickoff being brought to you by, of course, our good friends at Hundley Liquor. Man, kick off your weekend with a stop at Hundley Liquor right there on South 9th Street in Atchison. They are hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. All right, here comes Benedictin. Quarterback Jackson Dooley. Oh, wraparound handoff. Ugorji slips, falls, gets one. They're going to make no effort to stop this thing. And that is going to take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in Des Moines, Iowa. We're at the break. It's Benedictin 10, Grandview 10.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictin football. Gear Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's in Atchison is fired up for Benedictine College football. Whether you're celebrating a big win or gearing up for kickoff, Taco John's is the place to gather with friends for tacos, nachos Navidad, famous potato olays, and more. To show our Raven pride, Benedictine students get 10% off with a valid student ID year-round. We love BC students, we love BC football, and we're ready to feed your game day crew. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, older, better. Let's go Ravens.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here at Duke Williams Field, Des Moines, halftime of this college football game, thus Benedictin and Grandview. Let's just cut right to the chase. We thought it would be a great game. First time they played, it was a great game. Came down to a field goal difference. We thought it would be like that today, and at halftime, it's tied at 10. All we expected it would be. I mean, it's been great.
Yeah, and for Grandview, they're going to go to the locker room and say, we had 33 plays for 221 yards, but it came down to an interception and a fumble in the first half really cost them, because 33 plays, 221. Benedictin only ran 31 plays for 163 yards. Grandview has thrown the ball for 28 and run the ball for 193. Benedictin this afternoon has passed the ball for 76 yards and rushed for 87. So right now the Benedictin team is doing a good job of staying very balanced. But right now it's come down to two big turnovers for Grandview.
Hey, the two teams have left the field, and we're going to be back here in Des Moines, Iowa to bring you the second half of this NAIA Football Championship Series semifinal. The winner will go to the national championship game. We'll be back for right now with a halftime score from Des Moines, Iowa. Benedictin 10, Grandview 10. We return to the Care Sports Studios. Here's Joseph with your halftime.
Thrivent is proud to support Benedictine College football's goals. And your local financial advisor, Alex P. Gehring, is excited to help you achieve yours. Alex can create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and protects what matters most to you. Feel free to give Alex at Thrivent a call at 913-203-4995. Whether you're planning for tomorrow or for years down the road, having the right financial partner makes all the difference.
We're joined by Charlie Gartenmeyer. He's the athletic director at Benedictine College. Coach, it is so good to talk to you, man. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I hope everyone in this listening area had an opportunity to have an enjoyable Thanksgiving day yesterday. And you know, I think about the things that I'm thankful for. And one of the things I'm thankful for is Tom Couch. For being a representative for high school and college sports for so many years, and everybody loves to listen to Tom Couch's voice. So everything's going great.
Well,
and
Coach,
I told you a little bit before, the Ravens men beat Hannibal LaGrange 61-59. So I think that's their fourth win or third win in a row, and so I'm excited for the Raven basketball team.
Well, Coach, here we are. It's already bumping December, and many of the fall sports are winding down. Of course, we'll be talking about the football a little bit here in just a second, as it's going great guns yet. But, you know, the soccer seasons, volleyball, cross country, all of them, great seasons for Benedictine this year, I thought.
Yeah, we did it. It at the NAI level, and I guess at any level, but, you know, you lose one or two kids. And, I mean, we come out and on our women's soccer team, we win 13 games. That's pretty phenomenal. The leadership of Hunter Nail and what he's doing on the men's side, you know, having a 500 season. And Coach Sosa and I, John Sosa and I have visited we've got some things that we're planning to help in that area. I couldn't be more proud of Jacob Keneally and what he's doing with our cross country team. I think that the women, I think this is the fifth out of the last 6 years they won the conference championship, sent that team to the nationals and sent a host of six young men to nationals. And we got a really young group, but a really talented group there. And then in volleyball, there were high expectations. Victoria Hurt, absolutely phenomenal coach. And she worked hard to get to the mountaintop. And so, as you know, Tom, and watching sports all these years, getting there and then staying up there. And sadly, the first day of practice in August, two first team all conference players blow their knees out in the first practice of fall camp. So, the team really gelled well. Sure, they didn't have the overall success, but I will tell you the thing that really makes it important for me. We have a young lady. Her name is Kate Milroy. Kate Milroy is a volleyball player, and she went in to see my wife, who helps her with her academics, getting classes, has guided her the last 4 years. And she was in talking to my wife, Sheila, and she kind of teared up a little bit. And Sheila said, "What's the matter?" She said, "I am really, really, really going to miss Coach Hurt. She does so much for me on the court, but she has been a true role model for me off the court." So I think that's some of the things that we're looking at to help in all our sports, our young people, because they're not going to the league. They're going to the league of life.
Yeah, hey, and that's the big one, you know? I mean, this is what it's all about. This is why you're going to college. You're playing sports and having fun, but getting that degree and setting yourself up for a bright future, you know, where you could contribute to your family and your community, there's the thing.
Exactly. Very well stated. In fact, Coach Peterson, our baseball coach, talks about, hey, what we're doing for you is 4 for 40. And I use that line with a potential women's lacrosse student athlete. She was on campus. Oddly enough, she was from Philadelphia. And I said, hey, we're doing 4 for $40. And her dad just popped out and said, that's what we're looking for. I said, okay. Sign here on the dotted line.
Well, you know, so fall sports, just, you know, like every year does, they transition. Winter sports, you mentioned, the men's basketball is playing well. Lady Ravens basketball having a great start, and you got wrestling here, you know. So, one folds up, another one kicks off. There's just no rest between them.
No, not at all. And you're right. I love watching our basketball teams play. Chad Folsom, all time winningest coach here at Benedictine. He recognizes, hey, they're a young team. But my gosh, do they shoot the ball well, and do they play defense extremely well? I went down, as you know, and watched both teams play down at Missouri Valley, and really, really was impressed with the athleticism that I saw out on the court. Wrestling last week went up to Simpson, and they beat Simpson 27-17. Greg Barner's building a real nice program there. And then I will tell you, I'm not sure. I think it's next weekend. We have an indoor track meet. Jacob Keneally's just gone from cross country, then he's jumping into indoor track. So it's a fun time. It's a really, really fun time. And ending up the semester on a high note with our kids, we've got, I got a note of, we did a community food drive and took stuff down to Catholic Charities. And I think he told me we had 170 pounds of canned foods down there. So that's pretty good. That's really good. And then we're going to do a toy drive on the 13th. And we've got other activities between now and the end of the semester.
Charlie Gartenmeyer with us, AD up at Benedictine. And Coach, it's always great fun for us when the seasons overlap like this. A week or so ago, we got to do football in the afternoon and two basketball games that night, and it's a delight. And now we're coming into postseason Raven football. Benedictine football around the country has got to be regarded as one of those teams that is now, I think, made the statement that we are perennially championship postseason material.
Oh, without question. I think that my office is located in the Amino Center, which is our football facility, and I observe the leadership that Joel Osborne takes with the staff, with the student athletes. There's a high demand that he has. I mean, I mentioned Eric Peterson about 4 for $40. Joel is really about a love and serving others, and he holds that high to other people. I can't tell you how many community service projects that the football guys are doing, and the coaches are leading those things. You know, there are some pluses and minuses when you get into playoffs, and so now they're teams that haven't done well, they're out on the road recruiting, and Joel and the team and his coaches are not out there, but they do a great job of recruiting young people. I will tell you this, as you know, I sat and was on the staff for a year in that transition between Larry Wilcox and Joel Osborne, and Joel wants to know about the character of the young man first. And then he wants to know about the academics of the person. And then he'll go into the football aspect. And when we look at a tape, he'll ask about 10, 12 questions. You know, tell me about this. Tell me about that. And if the coach can't respond, yeah, he'll say, next, we're going to move on to the next one. But you build with great young men of character. I mean, you take a look at guys that I take a look at. I'm so proud of Jackson Dooley. I take a look at the Tanner Zimmerman and the Witherspoon kids. I mean, just dynamic leaders. And that's what we want them to do. You know, like That's what we talk about that in the athletic department all the time. We talk about these four things: academic development, spiritual development, leadership development, and character development, and then athletic development. And we want them to strive at a high level in all four of those areas, because someone in their life was a leader and a role model for those people. And when we, you know, we're calling in the seniors now that are going to be graduating in December and saying, okay, what do you got planned? What do you got planned? Well, you know, I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, Ravens take care of Ravens. And so we're trying to set them up for opportunities down the road. But you know, people want to, I think really, I believe this strongly, people want to hire Ravens because of the qualities that I just mentioned.
Well, I'm just briefly going to go a little bit deeper into Joel Osborne. When Coach Wilcox elected to retire and the search began for the replacement, this was not an easy spot to fill for so many reasons, and you are intimately involved in, of course, you know, being on staff with Larry for all those years, and then being in your position at the school, being involved in the hire of the new guy. I mean, I don't know, and I don't care how many people you had to look through, the fact that you came up with a guy who fits the mold and fills the bill so well is phenomenal.
Oh, he's a great, great person, first of all. I admire him for so many things. He is a great husband. He loves Audrey, his wife. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal dad. And he takes a leadership role of helping his kids develop academically. And he's right there demanding that that they are good Christian young kids. And then athletically helps them grow. And, you know, a thing that people don't realize. So Joel's in the office. He gets in there early. I get in there early. And you know, when I walk by his office, and where our office is right next to one another, and I look in there, I don't disturb him sometime to say hello in the morning, because he's in there reading the Bible. And that's how he starts his day, man. And if you want somebody like that leading your program with high expectations for the character that you want to develop in young men for this great country that we live in.
Coach Gartmeyer, now we're in the playoffs with Benedictine football. You have been on the coaching staff, and you've been involved with this team for so many years. You have seen all of the Benedictine playoff games, and you were involved on the sideline. Now, as you look through all of those, I would like to see if you would share with us, do you have a favorite football playoff, maybe memory or football playoff story from your history and your years in the program, of being involved and around the program? Something that, you know, you think about the football playoffs and you go, oh, I could tell you about this.
Tom, you asked a very difficult, challenging question. That's not fair.
It's a tough one, but it opens the door for great stories.
Let me tell you, my friend, there are so many of them, going all the way back to first being selected for the playoffs in 1985 when we had that undefeated team.
Corbett came to town.
Yeah, and just a phenomenal, obviously, the Hail Mary pass where we beat, I think it's Panhandle. Oklahoma State. We beat them. And then I think the other thing is in 2018 when on our own field, we went to double overtime and the kid was going to get ready to go in the end zone and he fumbled the ball and we won the game and put us in the, I think, the semifinals. But I'll tell you the thing, Tom, that really, I'm not the greatest. I'd have to look at the team, the score, all those kind of things. But I will tell you what makes me feel so incredibly proud is the young men who we have developed at Benedictine College through athletics and through our football program. I mean, when we were playing Mid-America, Martin Hamilton comes up and he played safety for us. Great young man. He comes up, Coach, I just wanted to come up. I wanted to come up and watch this game, but I want you to meet my two kids, the two twins. And I was just so moved by that experience. And on that day, we had several of those. So, all those victories are great. I mean, they have been so great. And my gosh, being part of a guy that won over 300 games, not too many people in all of college football have done that. So, but, you know, I think that maybe we left a little bit in their heart, but they left more in my heart than maybe I gave to them. And it's just a really great, great, great opportunity and great memories.
And before we get done here, Coach Gartmeyer, I don't know that I've ever appropriately been able or had an opportunity to express my congratulations as you're inducted into Benedictine Athletic Hall of Fame this year. And you're the longtime association again with the school and wearing a lot of different hats and doing a lot of different things. And of course, in the old days, you had to wear a lot of hats to be worn and you did all those things. And I would think one of the joys are just what you talked about. Some of the great young men and their families and the associations that you have made, because I know that you can't go anywhere without, oh, hey, there's somebody I know.
Yes, yes. And you know, Tom, again, I share that at the beginning of this conversation. And you've had an impact upon many of those young men, particularly in basketball. And they left a really positive mark in your heart. And that's what it's all about, helping young people grow and realize their God-given potential and not take any day for granted.
One more thing before I let you go. All of those things, all of those years you spent on the sideline, in the practice facility, you know, out recruiting, doing all of those things, none of that's possible if Mrs. Gartenmeyer isn't right there at your side. And
oh, my God.
You know, I kid you coaches all the time. Every one of you married over your head, Coach.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you're exactly right. I outkicked my coverage on that, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
she's been so bad. I am so grateful for the sacrifices that she has made and the sacrifices literally my entire family have made. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and we've always had so much fun.
Well, Coach, with that in mind, we're looking for fun here at this football game today. Thanks so much for your time, and as you always say, go Ravens, right?
Go Ravens, and don't let a day go by. Don't tell somebody that you love them.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Hot Country, 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Kautz live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
Hey, we do welcome you once again back to Duke Williams Field here in Des Moines, Iowa. And the second half is indeed getting set to get underway. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio there at halftime and through the course of the day. Case, to my right, doing his spotting work. He's got the binoculars and the boards all out. Gus, to my left, he's like just kind of pointing at stuff and telling me what to do, like remind you that this kickoff is being brought to you by Hunley Liquor. Kick off your weekend with a stop at Hunley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful. Ravens taking a flip of the coin, elect to defer to the second half, and they will accept the football. The kickoff is away, scooting and going out of bounds, and it will just scoot out in front of the pylon. JoJo rolled the dice on that one, and the Ravens are going to get pretty good field position for his effort.
Yeah, right there, just eyeing it up, and I actually thought it scooted out
of
the end zone, but they're going to say it scooted out just shy of the end zone.
So the Ravens are going to get the ball first and 10 Benedictine at their own 35-yard line. At halftime, they had like a UTV with their snow blade, and they went all over the entire field, and then they had guys with shovels trying to find some of the 5-yard lines, and they're still out there trying to do that.
Anyway, it is still completely snow-covered. There is no green out there, but there's a little less snow, maybe, than before. But footing, treacherous, field frozen hard, and we're happy to be here. They're trying to find the 35-yard line. It's actually, they spotted it on the wrong one, and now they're resetting the football. Benedictine, first and 10 at the 35-yard line. We go to the second half in a 10-10 ball game. The winner goes on to the national championship game next Saturday in Texas. Here come the Ravens with quarterback Jackson Dooley. He'll put TZ in motion to kick him over to the right side. Hand off, no. Play action. Over the middle and is thrown into the ground, looking for a wide open Lagapuyana.
That time, Joseph Lagapuyana running a little bit of a post route across the middle, and Jackson just kind of drove that ball at the feet of the intended receiver. It'll be second and 10. Xavier Ugorji stays in the ball game.
You know, these quarterbacks, Gus, for the temperature today, again, kickoff 8 degrees, feels like minus one. They've thrown the ball well, considering the weather conditions. Second down, 10. Back to throw, looking right, throwing right. It's going to be caught, and Zimmerman picking up about 6, maybe 7, into the far sideline. And BC Jews just a very little bit of time in his first possession. It was Tracy Davis over there. He's out of Norwalk, Iowa. And Grandview guys, well, you might as well figure they're probably out of Iowa. They recruit the state really, really well. We are 8 seconds, Gus, into this second half, and the Ravens have already run 2 plays. How about that? Third down, 5, Benedictine. From their own 40, Dooley back, goes, man, open, diving catch, short of the first down.
No, he's got it. That's
no.
First down. We're right on top of it. That's easily a first down.
I'm looking at that marker across the way. He made the catch.
Look,
that is for sure, but he is short.
Yeah, the line judge says move it, but we're going to get a penalty, and so it's not really going to matter.
Okay, never mind then. Boy, that was going to be a great fight that will never materialize. I'm looking, are you sure? See
no,
that flag
no,
across the
matter.
Way? Yeah. Let's see what this penalty is going to be all about. Is the what you thought it might be? It was going to be a holding against Benedictine. We have had very, very few penalties suffered this afternoon by either team, in fact.
Yeah, you talk about the penalties right now. Right now, only one for Grandview Benedictine. That's the second penalty of the day. Now, 2 penalties, 25 yards. And we talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Showcase of the game. The Ravens could not find themselves in third and longs because this pass rush for Grandview has been excellent all season.
Well, it's third down, 5 for Benedictine right here. Dooley back, deep drop, steps up in the pocket, looking, lobs one, left side, downfield, and it is going to be broken up. Looking in the middle for Titan Osborne, and because the pass was just a little bit underthrown, and the undersized coverage man downfield was not able to intercept the ball. Ravens are going to be forced to punt it away. It will be the second punt of the day by Benedictine.
Yeah, that time Jackson Filer was getting some pressure on quarterback Jackson Dooley. Filer, the Iowa dropout, moved over here to Grandview and has had a really good last 2 years.
Ravens set to boot it away. It's going to be Scotty Robertson gets a toe to it. And a fair catch is called for, retreating, and they will make it. It's going to be a really good field position for Grandview to begin its first possession of the second half. Vikings are going to take it first and 10. I guess now there's the flip side of that, you know, deferring to the second half. You'd like to think you score at the end of the half and then score at the beginning of the second half. Or you could do like this. You give up a field.
The holiday season is here, and there's no better way to celebrate than with Hunley Liquor. Whether you're hosting a festive gathering, bringing a bottle to a friend's house, or toasting the season with loved ones, we have everything you need to keep the holiday cheer going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your holiday gatherings unforgettable. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's football.
better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison.
To the ballgame, Van Pelt is senior out of Van Meter, Iowa. He's been kind of the bruising back today for Grandview. Last week, 12 carries for only 18 yards. Bryant Williams has come out of the ballgame for Grandview. At the running back spot, they're going to switch him out with Van Pelt, who will take this handoff, put his head down, pick up a first down, and a whole lot more dragging defenders, pushing through defenders. Ravens cannot tackle Dalton Van Pelt. Van Pelt pushes forward, finally Dylan Witherspoon makes the stop, but not before Grandview able to take it across midfield into Raven territory. They're going to mark it down somewhere around the 40-ish yard line. Let's call it the 46 yard line. Yeah, nearly a 20-yard run straight up the middle for Van Pelt, and Ravens kind of arm tackling him a little bit, and he was not going to be brought down by that kind of an effort. 12 and a half to go in the third quarter. Tie ball game, and Grandview with his first second half possession is driving. Van Pelt goes motion to the left side, stops, and the quarterback says, I'll boot this thing myself, and look at him go. And Waring is going to pick up another first down. Grandview moving a football, and Dylan Witherspoon again got forced to come up and make the stop. Yeah, and that's what Jackson Waring does. I mean, he runs the ball when he needs to, and that time able to push forward. We talked about last week, he ran the ball 12 times for 55 yards and a touchdown. Now he's able to take the ball for a first down at the 29-yard line for Grandview. Toki is going to go wide to the left side. Van Pelt is going to be your single back in the backfield. 24. Let's look at the 24-yard line. A couple of tight ends in for Grandview, and they'll run straight ahead, and huge running lane. And they're going to pick up another 10 yards, just blasting into the right side. Isaac Lopez with the stop. And right now, that's the line of scrimmage is being won by the Viking. Now, Grandview, and they did this in the first half, but the problem was just bad play calling by Jordan Knock in the first half caused them a couple good drives, and now they find themselves looking at a second and short. The ball just shy of the 15-yard line, deep in Raven territory at the 16. First possession of the second half. Wearing the quarterback up under center. Now they're going to bring a fullback in and go to the I formation. Wing to the right, tight ends both ways. Pitch to the tailback. He'll scoop to the right, extend a forearm, pick up a first down. He's inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. It's first and 10. That time Isaiah Hasten along with Blake Castile makes the stop on the play. Checking into the ballgame is Christian McAfee. So Ethan Schultz running the ball on that particular down, and Bryant Williams is going to come in. Grandview just has the luxury of having three good running backs, and they rotate them in regularly. In the backfield, as I mentioned, Burlington, Iowa native Bryant Williams. Last week, 1 yard out of 10 carries for 77 and 1 touchdown. First down call. Quarterback rolls right, soft blocks it, gets down to the 6. That time finally making the stop on the play. It's going to be Witherspoon and Cole Johnson able to slide out there and make the stop. And another nice run by Jackson Waring. That time he just took the snap, slow walked it to the right side. And right now, Grandview has both of those big tight ends in, and Corey Phillips and Lance Clayburgh. Front line for Grandview, 6'8", 300, 6'3", 270, 6'1", 285, 6'3", 330, and 6'5", 275. Big guys in front to lead that running charge. Clayburgh's going to check out, and they're going to bring a receiver, Peyton Goody, in. Goody, a 6'1", 200-pound senior out of Ankeny, Iowa. Tristan Williams is lined to the left side. We have still not seen Toki receive a pass. He's in the slot. QB will hand off running back, and why would you throw when you can do this? But this time, hit behind the line of scrimmage and submarine. It's got to be Williams. He'll lose a yard. That time coming up to make the stop for the Ravens, Christian McAfee. And now, let's talk about Christian for a second, because I got corrected a few minutes ago that Christian, the Sabetha product, and the redshirt hike is the Nemaha Central product for Benedictine. So, yes, McAfee, a Sabetha product, a sophomore for Benedictine on that defensive line.
It's all Big 7.
What is Big East? Maybe something like that now.
Yeah, I don't think so. 8:50
to go in the third quarter. We got Toki wide to the left side. Handoff is going to go again to the running back. Cuts into the middle. He's going to be at the 5-yard line. He's short of the first down. What do you do, guys? You're at the 5. It's 4th and 1. It's a tie game. Grandview fans are on their feet saying, Coach Peterson, leave the offense in. But he's not going to. Christian McAfee on the tackle right there for the Ravens, able to thwart that drive. And now we're going to see Wait, they're going to bring in the jumbo unit is what this is. This is not the field goal unit. I thought Corey Wood was coming out, but no. Here comes Grandview. They're going to go for it on fourth down. But they got a big old lineman. Set up in the backfield as an additional blocker on a fourth down, two at the five. Quarterback keeps it. Hits the middle of the line. Pushes. Shoves. He's going to have this, Gus. It's going to be really close. The Ravens don't think he's gotten it. Benedictson says they're short. The official, the line judge, runs up. Headlinesman runs up. And let's see if they unstack this. Did he get to the three? If he didn't, it's going to be because Eddie Swizlowski was in there and made the tackle. Benedictson had the field goal block unit out, and the officials are going to eye it up, and you got to measure? Ravens say they're stopping him. And suddenly we're seeing less exuberance on the side of Grandview. They are now thinking they may have not gotten it. And where that ball's sitting, guys, it's not there.
Yeah. If that's the spot, he's short. Eddie Swizlowski, backup right guard, was playing defensive tackle on the punt or the field goal block, and he's the one who made the tackle on the play for the Ravens.
There's a lot of theater in this when you're playing the chains across on a huge play down inside the 5-yard line.
Sure.
It's not even close. First down, Ravens, is a Benedictine defense. And thus, as you call it, they had him switched up. The Ravens didn't even have the defense in there and still made a tackle. Benedictine with a right guard thwarted another possession for Grandview. And I'm telling you, right now, Grandview's not beating themselves. It's their offensive coordinator, Jordan Knock, today has done them no favors. Here we are with 7:54 to go in the third quarter. Ravens back up over the football in a game that is still tied at 10. Welcome to Des Moines, Iowa, everybody. Semifinal game in a football championship series. Ravens and Grandview. Winners of the Heart North and the Heart South here in 2025. One of them going to the national title game next Saturday at Crowley ISD. Here's Jackson Dooley back, goes right, and it's going to be taken up to the 10-yard line. Taking up about 5 yards. That's you, Gorgy.
Now, that time making the stop, Cameron Myslum. Now checking into the ballgame for the Ravens. They're going to replace LeBron Jackson, bring another tight end in. It's going to be Tanner Zimmerman.
We have not seen Dalton Witherspoon since he got banged up a little bit ago. Now, a Grandview player does the right thing. Millsham throws himself on the ground and stops the play, forces the officials to come up and let the trainers come in and stop. And we're going to take a timeout while they tend to him. Come out on the field at 7.5 to go in the third quarter. From Des Moines, Benedictine, and Grandview, deadlocked at 10.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Des Moines, we're coming out of the timeout. The Grandview player off the field under his own power. Ravens are going to get to the line of scrimmage in the hands of Xavier Ugarji. The ball is going to go to the first down marker. BC will move the chains. It is first and 10, and we're 7 minutes to go in the third quarter of a tie game. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 15-yard line. You've got to remember, guys, this drive began back at their own 3. So they've had some long fields to traverse today. Here's a handoff and carrying the ball. Robbie Sharp is in the game. We were starting to mention a moment ago is John Argo with yet another tackle. This guy's going to be in on so many defensive plays. We were starting to talk about Dalton Witherspoon, and he got banged up a little bit late in the first half, about 4 minutes or so to go, and has not been back in. So the Ravens are going to utilize some of that depth in the running back spot, and we'll see Robbie Sharp out of Kansas City, Missouri, and St. Pius X High School. A gain of 3, second down, 7. Ravens. We are 6 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Benedictine, second down at their own 17, 18-yard line. Jackson is back, setting up a screen, fires it near side. It's going to be caught by Robbie. It races to the near side. Come out of bounds into the Grandview bench, and he will move the chains for Benedictine. It's first and 10. That was a well-designed play, and Gus, it almost terrifies me because those running or those defenses, linemen, are allowed to come through, and Jackson Dooley standing there waiting for that screen to set up and was able to deliver the ball. Nice play.
Yeah, for Robbie Sharp, that's only his third reception on the season. He had two for 21 yards coming into the ballgame. Nice little catch out of the backfield there.
Ravens at their own 28-yard line, first down. Handoff is going to go to Robbie. He's got nothing to do. He's going to go down with no gain. And here's what happened on that one. Robbie was told, as Eli Moses makes the stop, Robbie was told it's in the, you know, the three gap or whatever. So what does Robbie do? He runs to the three gap, but there was no gap at the three, and he didn't bounce. He looked for nothing else. He just ran to where the play was called.
Yeah, that time Eli Moses makes the stop on the play. The Ravens can bring JoJo in, and Robbie going to stay in for this second and 10.
JoJo rotating in and out with Cameron Dover. Yeah, you've got Jackson doing it. Having a little word with Robbie Sharp. Second down, 10. BC. Isaiah goes motion to the right side. Dooley rolls right. He could run. He will run. And he's going to be ushered out of bounds into the far sideline. Get about 5 yards or so out of that play.
That time, John Argo able to usher him out of bounds. And the official was racing up and his hat blows off. And now for Benedictine, looking at a third down and checking back into the ballgame for Grandview, it's their big defensive end, Jackson Filer, the Iowa transfer.
Grandview players on the field are trying to get the crowd a little bit into this game. There's not been a lot of emotion on the Viking sideline and in their crowd, guys, and that's certainly something Benedictine has hoped would happen today. Keep the crowd out of this game. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. We're still tied at 10 like they were at halftime. Ravens have the ball, third down, 6. Very long count. Dooley is back. Pressure is on. He'll lob one. Near side, there's no one over here. Jackson gets a hard hit. But no marker down in the backfield. The blitz was on, and he just had to get rid of that thing.
Yep, Filer and Casey Trudeau, the two defensive ends, were able to collide with quarterback Jackson Dooley. And for Benedictine, they're set to punt the ball away for their third time this afternoon, second already this half.
Right, again, it's going to be Toki, and I just, he's so good. He concerns me always. He is back for the return, and he's going to be at his own 35, 36-yard line waiting for the punt from Scotty Robertson. Scotty's not really gotten off a boomer today, but it's going to be hard to when it's, you know, under 10 degrees. Snapped his helmet high. The boot is away, and again, it's not a great kick. It'll go end over end. Take a bit of a Raven bounce. They're going to get back from it, and we're going to see that thing roll down to, what is that, about the 22 or so?
Officer O'Grady would have been happy with that punt.
Officer O'Grady is the guy who could, if you want to know a little something about punting the football, he's my go-to guy.
Talking to him the other day, he was talking about punters. Yeah. Hey, make sure you keep those hands warm because, again, the ball comes screaming back there on the snap. And so, nice job by Robertson fielding that snap, getting away a good punt that rolls down for a big turn of the field.
All right, down to their own 27-yard line. Grandview back in control of the football. That's the second half. Not a lot of points getting on the board. Just a lot of defense. These two teams going back and forth. Grandview's been rolling up some yards, but again, no points. Handoff running back, goes left side, hit behind the line of scrimmage, breaks another. 1, 2, 3, 4 tackles. Will not go down to the Ravens, refuse to tackle Bryant Williams. The defense struggling with him, guys.
That time, Blake Castile finally able to make the stop, but we've talked about it multiple times this afternoon. Bryant Williams just spins. He hit spins. That time, he was able to work his way up. Give him 9 on the play, call it 2nd and 1. Now, this is your kind of a play. 2nd and 1, you've moved the ball really well all day. Now, I know your offensive coordinator has let you down to this point, but there's a chance to try to stretch the field a little bit.
Williams and Toki to the near side, a wing to the near side, left side, wide side. Empty. Quarterback play action, looking right, throwing right. These guys went over there, nearly picked off, and is it knocked out? Is it incomplete? It is incomplete. Isaiah Haston reaches in and just gets the ball away from Grant Williams. That was a fabulous defensive play. That was a bang-bang play. Another half a step taken by Williams, and that is a completion and a fumble.
It reminded me of the touchdown that Friend scored last week against Hazen, right? Like, he was right there. You couldn't tell. And all of a sudden, punches the ball out at the last moment. It'll bring up a 3rd and 1 for Grandview. So Grandview rolls the dice a little bit on that. When they've done that a bit today. Here they go on the third down short. QB will keep it himself. Looks to get a little block. He's bent. He doesn't have it. He may have gotten back to the original line of scrimmage, but he got absolutely no more than that. A kid. It's Isaac Lopez. He has been fantastic in the postseason, guys. Yeah,
great job by Isaac Lopez, the defensive player of the game in game one of the playoffs. And Jackson Waring stepping up there. He's saying it's a first down. The officials are eyeing it up, and they're saying it is not a first down.
As a line judge, are they going to really bring a change in again? We don't get to see the change come in twice a year. We're going to see him come in twice here in the third quarter. That's kind of got a fourth down and inches. And Waring, he's just trying to decoy him as he looks down the line. What do you think he's going to say? You think he's going to tell the officials it's not a first down? No, he's not going to do that. Come on, man.
Ever met an offensive player that didn't think they got a first down?
Hey, so, we got to thank our premier sponsors, Atchison Auto Parts, L&L Construction, and Taco John's in Atchison. And, you know, L&L Construction, they can build your dream home or just kind of fix up, renovate, repair the home that you've got. L&L Construction, call them up at 367-3161. The stretch of the chains, it's much shorter of the first down than I think the officials even realized.
Yeah, and I think that Coach E.J. Peterson thought it was closer. He turned around, screams for Braden Corey, the punter, to come out into the ballgame. So Benedictine going to set up in what I would assume is more of a safer turn, and Braden Corey checks in to punt,
who has not punted yet today. Now, Corey's out there, and he's the one that confused me a little bit ago. He also wears number 28, just like Bryant Williams. So you got multiple 28s out there on this short roster,
as you always should.
The snap is back. Kick is really nice and high. It's going to be hard to return. JoJo, fair catch. Colford drops it. Lagafuliana is going to give the game over to Grandview. JoJo, another error, and Grandview will take advantage of it. A disastrous play at a Raven kick return unit. Oh, my goodness.
JoJo, a guy who doesn't field many punts that time. I'm not really sure why he stepped up on a cold day like today to try to field that one. He's going to come off the field, and the first guy over there to try to reassure him is LeBron Jackson, but he's going to make his way off the field, and that is a big break for Grandview's offense right now.
Ragafuiana lets it hit right off his chest, and absolutely wasn't even close getting a handle on that ball. And for Grandview, this may be the emotional spin they need. 2:37 to go in the third quarter, and they are set back up. Deep in Raven territory, taken away to Muff punt. Here's a handoff in the middle of the line. Hit and drop. What a tremendous individual effort by Joe Abrams to stop that run for two.
Yeah, Joe Abrams doing a good job of working right through his offensive lineman right there, Nate Timmons, to make the stop.
We're at 2 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. And for Grandview, guys, here's what's imperative. They got to take advantage of a break, okay? They have missed opportunities to score several times today, and this is one they cannot fail to take advantage of. Receivers two to the left and one to the right for Jackson Waring on a second down, 7 call. He will give it off to his running back. Bounces outside. Has some running room. Breaks away from a defender. He's going to have a first down and a whole lot more. It'll be first and goal with Isaac Lopez. Full season jumps out from behind. So Schultz makes a nice run. And Isaac Lopez, another very, very big tackle. It is first and goal. Grandview. Again, this is not the first time here in the second half they've been first and goal and have come up empty.
Right now, Grandview working without their first-team all-conference right tackle as Justin Wardick is over here on the near sideline. Not sure if his day is done. So in for him is going to come Peyton McNeely. McNeely, a very big dude out there at right tackle.
Here you go for the 9-yard line, first down. Quarterback play action. Waring, rolls, goes, man, it's wide open in the end zone, undefended. Touchdown, Vikings. So immediately, Tristan Williams goes into the end zone, and Grandview makes the Ravens pay for Lagafuiana's missed kick. And now, a PAT coming up as the Vikings have gone up 16-10. Williams will hold the ball. And now I'm going to say, guys, that's not Williams holding the ball. It's going to be the punter, Braden Corey, holding the ball. PAT coming up for Corey Wood. He goes, rare to miss. It's down and up and in. Taking a timeout.
with a minute 7 to go in the third quarter. Grandview has taken its lead. It is Viking 17, Benedictine 10.
You can feel it. The friendly nature, thriving faith life, successful athletics, and excellent academics of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College is a Newman Guide school that gives you both strong Catholic identity and academics with top 10 rankings in U.S. News and the Wall Street Journal. Join us for a campus visit or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or online at www.benedictine.edu. Benedictine College, transforming culture in America.
Stephanie at AFA Advisors is the place to go for personal or business taxes, tax projections, payroll, and accounting. She provides professional, reliable service that you can count on year-round. Give her a call at 913-367-1148. That's 913-367-1148. Or visit them at 1145 Commercial Street, AFA Advisors, LLC, 1145 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back down as the kickoff is away. I got it. Kickoff is away by Grandview Benedictine. Brings it back. That kickoff reminds me to remind you, kick off your weekend with a stop at Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful. Well, that's Hundley Liquor and Ravens. We're going to have the football first and 10 and 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25 yard line, 26 yard line, something like that. Ravens at their own 25 down, a touchdown. Gonna have to do something. And now they go to the Wildcat with Ugorji. It goes for a yard. And now Gus Benedictine is getting a little fancy. Yeah, right now it feels like they're just scrapping, trying to figure out something. Coming up, it was Derflinger to make Carter Derflinger out of Van Meter make the stop on the play. Is now it's second and 9. But this Raven offense, who in the first half started kind of feel like they were able to do stuff, do what they wanted to do. But so far here in the second half, Grandview has done a nice job of really thwarting this Raven offense and not allowing much to happen.
Dude is going to chase over to the right side, Tanner Zimmerman, and is back to throw. Pumps once, pulls it down, rolls right, chased out, rolling, and now going to start over. There it is, into the sideline. What happened?
Jackson Filer lit Jackson Tooley up on the sideline. It's going to cost Grandview 15.
Yeah, I'm watching the ball fly downfield. All of a sudden, I hear the crowd go, yo. And so I do something had to happen back there.
Tooley lets go of the ball, and Filer takes three steps and then just throws him into that pile of snow.
So Jackson Tooley is over the far sideline. He's got a towel. He's trying to get his hands dried off and get some of the snow taken off. And they're going to assess that penalty against the Vikings, and it's going to march that football out to the 41, 42, kind of sort of something like that. It's just impossible to say. Viking fan, not particularly thrilled with all of that. 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Time it up for one more play. Ravens will have a single man in the pattern. The handoff is going to go Ugorji. He'll go outside, gets to the edge, turns it up, gets about 5, and they're going to stop the clock. They will 7. Filer over there again from the defensive end spot, making another push into the far sideline as the Ravens work up in front of their bench. 5 seconds, Forge running along, and that's going to be the conclusion of the third quarter. Time out of the field, 3 quarters in the book here in Des Moines, Iowa. The score, Vikings 17, Benedictine 10.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health,
confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotions, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Des Moines, Iowa, where here's the deal, Gus. Going into the fourth quarter, Benedict and Tredinger by a touchdown. Do the Ravens have to score in this possession? No, but yes, they do, because they're only going to get this possession one, maybe two more, but maybe only one more possession after this, and you're behind.
I was
right now.
But you're already trying to make up a possession, yep, and figuring that maybe you only get two possessions left. So this is a possession you've at least got to get some points out of.
Get something out of it. It's a second down, seven. Benedict and Ravens at their own 45-yard line. Dooley. Hands off, straight ahead run, and just running again right into the bulk of the defenders instead of making a way to the outside and finding a little bit of a daylight. That was not what was happening, and the Ravens are going to pick up a couple of yards. It'll pick up a third down, three.
Casey Trudeau over there, the defensive end, able to make the stop on the play, and now Benedictine looking at that third down and three. Ravens going to bring Titan and Taylor Zimmerman out into the ballgame. Takes Isaiah Haston and LeBron Jackson out.
I'll tell you what, on that last run, though, if I'm going to run behind somebody, Jacoby Hinton is the guy. You know, he's one of the guys. He's great. That offensive line has been great. Third down, three. Huge play for the Ravens. Motion to the middle. It's going to be tight. And quarterback is going to keep it. Cut to the right side. Needs a block. Puts his head down. Goes ahead to get the first down. Thus, that was something we've seen out of Jackson Dooley periodically this year. And when he does it well, and he's going to move the chain.
Harrison Schmidt doing a great job out front, lowering the boom on the defensive end. And what a play right there. That's the kind of play you need from your quarterback, Jackson Dooley, on that third down.
Remember a little bit ago we were talking about how the sun had come out and changed the things? Well, the sun has gone and the wind has really picked up now. So, while it is no longer snowing, it is cold and getting colder. First and 10, Benedictine, they're across midfield. Dooley is back to throw again. Goes over the middle. He's got a man, and it's incomplete. Great effort by the defender, Kate Sheedy, to get a hand on the ball, and he was looking, Gus, all the way for Tanner Zimmerman, and why wouldn't he? He's been a go-to guy.
Yeah, threw it high, and but that was just a nice job by Sheedy going up, and Ravens are lucky that it wasn't tipped up and intercepted. Kellen Moore was stalking back there. Kellen has four interceptions on the season.
For the Ravens now, it's second and 10. At the 46-yard line of Grandview. 13 and a half minutes to go in the ball game. Benedictine trailing it by a touchdown. It's 17-10. Movement will come over to the right side. Ravens are going to bring Watson over here. Watson will lead block. They'll go outside, and there's just nothing. That play never had a chance. Grandview was in the backfield instantly, defending on that was Joel Greiner. And Gus Ugurgi never even had the ball before defenders had him.
Yeah, and the problem with that play is now you're looking at a loss of three. So you're looking at a third and 13 out near midfield. And for Benedictine, being in an apparent passing situation, you're going to allow those defensive linemen for Grandview to really pin their ears back and come after the quarterback. If I am Benedictine, kind of go on two right here, maybe try to see if I can get somebody to, you know, get a little too antsy.
Two back to the backfield. Motion will go over to the right. They're going to set tighten up over here. Third down and long. Now they're going to see everybody out of the backfield. Quarterback is back to throw. He's in the traffic. It's over the middle, and it's way too high. Badly thrown pass, looking for Isaiah Haston. And the Ravens are going to go to fourth down and have to punt the football away.
He had Isaiah Haston open over the middle of the field, but that time the pressure started coming up, and kind of ducked and sailed one over the middle. Tokey will settle himself somewhere around his own 10, 15-yard line as Scotty Robertson will be in to punt for the fourth time this afternoon on all three second-half possessions for Benedictine have ended in a Scotty Robertson punt.
Scotty has gone games this year without punting at all. Wait for that snap. Perfectly done by Abrams. The kick, again, not particularly good. It's a very dead, wobbly ball. Just field it over the shoulder, and it'll be taken there by Grandview. Tokey will make the catch, and the Vikings will have it at their own 10-yard line, where it's going to bring up a first and a 10. Say what? You're the friends at LAL Construction. They can do whatever you want done to your construction job, man. Inside, outside, doesn't matter. LNL Construction can rebuild. They can renovate. They can totally reconstruct. Let them turn your ideas into reality. 367-3161. LNL Construction. 12.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 12.5 minutes to go in the season for one of these teams. And Ravens defense, again, being called on to make a big play. Wearing back, well, hand it over and run it to the near side. Pushed out is going to be Van Pelt. And he will run into the snowbank on the near side. Joe Abram defends over here. The crowd doesn't like him, but here's what happened. He steps out of bounds and just keeps running and goes into a big pile of snow over here. And it looks like somebody had done something egregious when, in fact, it was the running back who just didn't stop and ran into the snow.
So, Dalton Van Pelt, a lot of running in, going to gain about four.
Yeah.
Call it second and six right now for Grandview.
Grandview takes four on every down for the rest of the evening, right? Bryant Williams is now going to be the running back for Jackson Waring. Second down, six. Waring will keep it. He'll slip. He'll go down, and there's going to be a gain of maybe a couple of yards on that play. Give Abram Phillips, Raven, just an all-do-it-all kind of a guy with Abram, who plays great defense from the linebacker spot. He's a long snap guy on all the kicks and makes a good play there. But for Grandview, third down three. And again, Gus, step three or four at a time. That's all you need to do. Eating up time, burning down the clock at 11:40 to go in the game. Grandview, very wide to the right side, very wide to the left side. Single slot guy. And again, we have not heard anything from Toki. Waring takes it, pitches outside. What a hit in the backfield! And just shooting back there. Gus, you know Abram Phillips. We're talking about him. He's feeling it.
Yeah, that time Abram Phillips found a little avenue, got into the backfield, made a great form tackle, a loss on the play. And Abram Phillips, his number 7.5 TFLs on the season. Now, the Ravens, I'm a little surprised they're going to send JoJo back. I expected, honestly, it to be Titan Osborne. But instead, it will be JoJo. And it'll be interesting to see if they let him field this.
Yep. Coach is trying to show him he's got the confidence in him. Time for JoJo to show him that he's well-placed confidence. 10:50 to go. The kick of the way, that's a horrible kick. It is low. And JoJo needs to stay 20 yards away, and he does, and it's going to be very, very short. And the Ravens are going to have this thing inside the 45-yard line. That is a 23-yard punt, and that is kind of what the doctor ordered for BC right now. With 10:47 to go in the ballgame, Ravens trailing it by 7, but they're going to begin this series with great field position. That's the Ravens. Let's just be candid. Let's just call it what it is. They have two possessions left today.
Yep.
This one, and they'll have one more.
And so far in the second half, they've had three possessions. They punted on all three. The Grandview defense has really come to play here in this second half.
Here comes Benedictine. Quarterback Jackson Dooley. We'll give it off. Yeah. Bouncing outside. Ugorji can't get to the corner. Yes, he slowed down, looking for a spot. Then he tried to accelerate, looking for a spot. And that time, Tucker Zuckerberg got up there and closed it down. No gain, second and 10. You got to have quicker plays.
Yeah, and for the Ravens right now, the running game has really struggled in the second half. There's been no running lane. So you're going to look for the Ravens to have to throw the ball a little more as we go. And for Jackson Dooley, it's kind of been an up-and-down passing day. He's 9 of 17, but only 92 yards passing today.
Jimmy's back to throw. Looks left, goes left. He's going to get it over there, too. Lagapuliano is going to be spun out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. Perhaps both arms around that football. I like that idea. Well done over there by JoJo. And it'll stop the clock. We've got 10 minutes to play in the game. Ravens will be, what, third and three?
JoJo with three catches today for 47 yards. It will be a third and, yeah, I'll give you three on that.
I'll tell you what, Grandview's done a great job with Zimmerman and Osborne. Those are the two explosive receivers, and neither of them has been able to do anything today. Osborne, one catch, Zimmerman with two, 27 yards between them. Isaiah Heason also with 1 yard, or one catch, less than 20 yards. Here's the handoff. Trying to get some room, and how about that nice, great second ever? Ugorji stretches it out to pick up the first down.
Nice job right there by Xavier Ugorji finally coming up. It was Greenwell to make the stop, and right there, Benedictine running behind Jacoby Hinton.
And I'm going to tell you what, the Raven offensive line is getting a little slow. Jacoby getting up off the ground. They're taking a beating out there in this icy, icy cold weather. Boy, I tell you, Atchison Auto Parts, they are your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. Oh, but Danny, they're staffed with experienced car guys. They want to get you the right stuff. And you need to go see them. Atchison Auto Parts at 424 Woodlawn Avenue, Atchison. TV will hand off. Here's you, Gorgie. Starts left, cuts back into the middle, gets his footing, picks up 8. That was a nice run. He started outside, and then Michael Banks makes some contact with Gorgie. Plants a foot, not easy to do today, cuts back into the middle, and I like a guy who cuts back to the middle, okay? Yeah. There's usually room in the middle.
How many times, though, do you see on a day like this you're going to plant that foot and the pegs shoot out from under him? The Ravens going to bring, wow,
you look at this.
Dalton Witherspoon back into the ball game. He went out at the 4:12 mark of the second quarter, and this is the first time we've seen him back in.
8.5 to go in the ball game. Second down and a couple. Motion left. That's TZ. Handoff is going to go Witherspoon. Head down run. Picks up the 1st and 10. The senior from Windsor, Missouri gets the yardage necessary, and the Ravens are going to move the sticks.
And you see Witherspoon out there doing some high knees, trying to keep himself a little loose. He went down with that lower leg injury early on in the ball game, but again, right now, kind of it. You've got to figure out something as for the Raven offense to get themselves into the end zone.
Dalton Witherspoon's got to have a little extra juice here because it was this Grandview team against whom he became injured in game 2 of the season that really hurt his senior year. 7:50 to go. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll cut to the outside, cut to the middle. He's going to drive it out. He'll pick up another 8. A nice run again, Dalton Witherspoon. And again, DeKerber for Grandview out of Comanche, Iowa, with a tackle. The Ravens moving the ball. And Gus, with a fresh running back, the Ravens are again moving it on the ground.
Yeah, this Raven running game all of a sudden looks like the running game that we've grown accustomed to, especially over the last 5-6 weeks of the season right now with Witherspoon running downhill.
And we're trying to watch it. Shifting over to the tight end on the left side. He's going to be the lead back over there. Hasten in the spot to the right side. Second down and a couple of yards to go. Benedict inside the 15-yard line. Again, it's going to be Witherspoon. Gets to the outside. Gets blown up before he can turn it upfield. He's short of the first down. Kate Sheedy's there.
Kate short?
We're down to 7 minutes to play. And it is going to bring up a third. No, they're going to say he got the first down. I didn't know if he was able to straight down and get that thing, guys.
Oh, I thought he turned his shoulders sideways and powered forward, and I was going off the far side official. He motioned for the sticks to move, and they will give Benedictine a first down right there. First and, now, again, I'm not a big fan of this. First and goal at the 10, which means the longest you can do this one.
You got to get all 10. LeBron moves over to the left side. He's going to be the only receiver on the far side of the field. First and goal at the 10-yard line. Ugarte takes the ball, cuts to the middle, nothing there. Ugarte cuts back inside Gustin. The little running back is just bounced to the ground by Nolan Simpson.
Nolan Simpson, a big defensive lineman, the junior out of Burlington, Iowa. 18 tackles coming into today's ballgame. Benedicted with, and they're going to give Ugarte a generous spot back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second and goal from the 10.
6 minutes to play in the season for someone. Vikings lead Benedictine 17-10 with the Ravens driving. Second and goal at the 10-yard line. Hasten to the left side. JoJo in the slot.
A little surprised not to see Tanner out there on the second and goal.
Second down at the 10-yard line. Senior quarterback Jackson Dooley. Back, looking right, looking right. Now looking left. Now steps up. Now trying to get away from the defender. Now he's hit, and he's back at the 15-yard line. Goes on a short field. You don't have that kind of time. Nolan Simpson, the defensive tackle, comes up and hits him, and out of the Ravens have got a tough call. Third and goal from the, 15, 16-yard line. And if you're BC, if you don't get it in here, you got to take the 3. You got to get a point. And here we go on the third and goal, Ravens at the 16. 5:10 to go. In fact, the Ravens may not get the ball back again if Grandview can put together some kind of a substantial drive after this possession. So, BC really needing to find the end zone on this third down play. Dooley's back. Steps up. Looks right. Throws right. He's got Isaiah knocked away from him with a spectacular defensive play in the right corner of the end zone by Corin Greenwell. Greenwell, the Chicago native, got in front, reached up with one hand, bats it to the ground.
Now, hold on. Jackson Dooley is pointing that there might be a penalty over here on the near side. And is it face mask maybe against the Ravens?
No idea. I can't see
the marker. I don't see it, but Jackson keeps pointing, and They think they're going to pick it up. And the reason was Corin Greenwell's helmet came off at the end, and Benedict is going to bring the field goal unit out.
Okay, a huge scoring opportunity for the Ravens, and now they're going to have to settle and hope for three from Christian Kloby. Christian has had some struggles today. This is going to be a 35-yard field goal effort. It is on its way, and it has got just enough leg, and he missed it. Again, Benedictson, unable to punctuate the drive with points, and it's 4:50 to go in the ballgame. The Vikings continue to lead because the second half has been really tough for Benedictson.
Yeah, for the Ravens here in the second half, start looking at the drive. They've had four second-half possessions, three punts, a missed field goal. They're a special team. Today, I talked about coming into the ballgame on our Derek Quinn Grill and show keys to the game that special teams I thought was a place that the Ravens could win this game. Right now, it looks like a place that you might lose it. JoJo with the huge fumble that set Grandview up with a short field touchdown to take their first lead of the ballgame. And now, a missed field goal, the second of the afternoon for Christian Kloby. How about this? Christian's now missed his last three kicker attempts.
And here comes the Grandview offense. It's going to be a first and 10. They're going to just run the ball, and that's what they should do. They're going to run into the left side of the line, pick up a couple of 3 yards, and thus they're going to take 40 seconds off the clock every time they do that.
That's
worth 4:40 to play.
That time, Dalton Van Pelt running into the left side of the line. He's trying to run behind Ryan Stadler, the first team all-conference offensive lineman out of Bettendorf, Iowa.
Gain of only about a yard. So it's second down and 9 for Grandview. They have the ball at their own 21-yard line.
This afternoon, Grandview, 53 plays for 322 yards.
QB wraps around. No, keeps it himself. Waring is going to be hit. Look at him break tackles. Look at him pick up 5, maybe 6 yards. And he just bounced off the first couple of defenders, guys. Glanced off of him, kept on running. Blake Castillo finally making a stop. And for Grandview, a huge third down call. If they could keep this drive alive, as they could pretty nearly shut the door on this because we're down now inside 3:50 to play. Grandview has a football, third down 4, leading by 7.
This afternoon, Grandview, 3 of 8, third down efficiency. That's good enough for 38%.
They're going 26-yard line, so it is going to bring up a third down 4. Hard count Waring. Now, he stops, gets back up, looks over to the near side to Coach Peterson. Coach Knock, third down, and now he'll take the snap. Looking left, now changes his mind. Looks right, he's got a man wide open and missed him. Jackson Waring, the conference player of the year, had an open receiver for the first down, and Corey Phillips with a step ladder, guys, couldn't have got that.
Yeah, and Corey Phillips is a big guy at 6'5". Now, again, Jordan Knock is hurting this Grandview program because calling a pass play on that third down, you stop the clock, give Benedictine essentially another timeout in a game that's only a 7-point game.
So, for the Ravens, one final opportunity. Braden Corey is in a punt away. Remember, his last punt was 23 yards. He's standing this time at his own 12, waiting for the snap. It is perfect. The advance, he's going to keep it himself. He'll boot left, and the Ravens are going to stop him. Benedictson, for some reason, Grandview, they thought they were going to get wise. They thought they were going to run a fake punt. The Ravens special teams, guys, you talked about it in the pregame, are way too good to try that sort of a thing with.
Now, we've got a Grandview player, maybe a little slow to get up. Benedictine, the best punt blocking team in the country, was coming on a punt block, and Grandview ran right into it. That was just, again, I'm not really sure with some of the play calling today for the Grandview team.
We're going to take a timeout. They're tending to a player. Timeout on the field, the last drive for the Ravens. 3:17 to go in the game. Grandview 17, Benedictine 10.
This is Dan Rappahannock with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities, communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years, offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Make your gatherings extraordinary with Raven Liquor at 1800 Main in Atchison. Explore their beer cave with a diverse range of choices. Elevate your sipping experience with their extensive bourbon selection featuring both well-known brands and hidden gems. Wine enthusiasts can choose from a diverse collection that suits various tastes and occasions. And it's all about convenience when you can drive through and work with a helpful staff. Raise a glass to great moments and unforgettable gatherings at Raven Liquor, where the selection is unparalleled and the spirits are high.
All right, back with you. That jet right takes us into second down. Raven's first down, a straight ahead run by Witherspoon for a couple of yards. Second down, 8 minute exit. Back to throw is Dooley. Fires it over to the left side. It's got to be caught by Titan. He's got to be shot out of bounds. Looks like he may have the first down across the way. Gusted for the Ravens is Tracy Davis. The cornerback will push him out of play. The official says, move the chains. First and 10, Benedictine. Look at where we're at. 2:40 to go in the game. 17-10. Grandview in front. But due to that Grandview, that call, they thought they were going to shut the door, and instead they kicked the door open, and Benedictine is now in a position to tie this thing up or potentially take a lead. And that's the conversation we'll have to have.
I just got a text asking if you score. I'm like, oh, let's not do that part.
Dalton Witherspoon is the running back. Dooley will take it. Goes Dalton. He goes straight ahead. And again, on first down, there is absolutely nothing in the middle for Witherspoon. And again, it's John Argo. He's done that to players and to teams for our whole career. We're down to 208, 205, and we're going to take our two-minute break. Timeout on the field, 2 minutes remaining. And this timeout is brought to you by Atchison Dental. Calm, comfortable dentistry and facial aesthetics. Learn more at AtchisonDental.com. They put their heart in your smile. Time out on the field. It's Viking 17, Benedictine 10.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Taco John's in Atchison is fired up for Benedictine College football. Whether you're celebrating a big win or gearing up for kickoff, Taco John's is the place to gather with friends for tacos, nachos Navidad, famous potato olays, and more. To show our Raven pride, Benedictine students get 10% off with a valid student ID year-round. We love BC students, we love BC football, and we're ready to feed your game day crew. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, older, better. Let's go Ravens.
Two-minute timeout. Here's Benedictine, second and 10. They're at the 17-yard line. They're deep in Grandview territory, trailing by a touchdown. QB's back. Goes at left. It's going to be caught by Titan, and he is going nowhere. He's going to get a couple of yards maybe, but he was hit instantly by Jackson Filer. And for the Ravens, it'll make up a third down seven.
Well, there's no question that you are in fourth down territory, right? So for Benedictine, I know you want to pick up the first down right here. I think that the bigger thing is, get yourself into a good position, right? Like, you've got to pick up some yards here. Benedictine has been a little better with this quick passing game here in the last drive and a half.
And Ravens look a little uncertain. It might not have been a bad playing time to get that timeout. They have all three of them left. It's got to make a third down for BC at the 10-yard line. Third down, seven. They'll give it off again to the running back, and there's nothing for Witherspoon. Ravens are run in the middle. They've been stopped.
Yeah, they're going to give them about four, and the Ravens are going to go ahead and utilize this timeout to talk about a fourth and three?
Four? Yeah, something like that. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. And we'll remind you, though, Taco John's in Atchison, and they support the Ravens. And if you're a Benedictine student, you can get 10% off. All you got to do, go to Taco John's, show them your student ID, 10% off. Easy as that. Go see Taco John's at 10th Street in Atchison, just out of the tracks. And they'll take good care of you. 1 minute, 6 seconds to play in the game. For Benedictine, okay, guys, you reach into the playbook. You say, all right, I got a fourth down at three. I make it, the season continues. I don't, the season ends in the semifinals, kind of like it did last year. You don't want to do that. So you go to the playbook. And you don't look at page 1, 2, 3, unless they've been working really well. And they did in the first half, they haven't in the second. So you go back to page 37, 39. Boom. If you're Benedictine, that play, the thing that you've been working on all year, you know, in the last couple of minutes of practice, you have that play that you've been running, you know, kind of running. Here is where we're going to see what that play is. You got to think easy on this play. Fourth down, and I'm calling it four. Fourth down and four from just outside the 10. Raven, snap back, Dooley. Looks, throws left. He's hit, steps up. Dooley runs. He runs right. He's at the 5, puts his head down. He's got the first down, and that was not a drawn-up play. That was Jackson Dooley. He's making lemonade out of lemons.
Jackson Dooley shook out of a tackle, dove forward, picked up the first down, and now
the clock is running because they have never stopped the clock. You have to stop the clock to move the sticks, right? For 46, 45, 44, it's still running, 42, 41. No one worried about stopping the clock. Here are the Ravens' first and goal from the 5. Dooley, hands off, Witherspoon, nothing. PC's going to need to get a timeout and try to save a few moments. 30 seconds, 29, 28. It's still not stopping. It's there. We're going to timeout finally.
Yeah, that time, Coach Osborne walked up to the official, watched the clock, and then utilized the timeout.
Taking a break, Joseph. 27 seconds left in the game. Grandview, 17, Benedictine, 10.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Ravens, the offense coming out on the field, guys, it is really simple. You always talk about you got to make football a little more simple, right? You don't want to try to make it too complicated. It is second down and goal from the 5-yard line. You've got 27 seconds to go in the game, and you're down by 7. I mean, it's simple. You've got to get 5 yards, and you got to score a PAT, and you got to get to overtime. Otherwise, the game and the season end.
What you doing, end time?
They should. They've let that a lot of time roll out that clock today. Let's see what they're going to put back up on there. 1 second, 28, okay? Maybe there's some karma in putting 28 up on the scoreboard. Jackson Dooley with Dalton Witherspoon in the backfield, second and goal. PZ will slide over to the right side. Got to think about him. Dooley's going to keep it. Dooley's going to keep it. Runs outside. He's going to run right into the arms of John Argo. Dooley is not fast enough to outrun Argo. We're going to get another timeout at 20. We're going to hold on to it right here.
Yeah, that's a play where you tried to roll Jackson out, and you were hoping that Argo wouldn't do a good job of keeping that outside contained. You were hoping that he would come underneath and try to chase the quarterback. Instead, he did a good job of playing that ball, keeping it outside, and not allowing any chance for Jackson to roll the ball up.
See, and I thought that was all the way a designed quarterback sweep keeper thing, right?
Yep, yeah. I did too. I thought he was going to go out there. And here's the deal. Now for Benedictine, you still got time. Like,
you got time. You got two plays.
Third down, yeah. You're at the 6. For Grandview, this is a big, big defensive standing. I think if you talk to these two teams before the game, they would both say that this is where they would want this. Grandview wants their defense to win it, and Benedictine says, you know, put my offense out on the field.
What a fantastic season for both of these clubs. Gus, they're 24-1 between them, and the only loss came to one another when they played. So you can't get it any better than that. Winner will go on to play next week in Crowley, ISD, in the Fort Worth, Texas area for this national championship. But right now, the outcome of this one hangs in the balance. It's third and goal. Benedictine at the 5. Running back is on the right side. Jackson. Hard count. Turns around. Now switching up at the line of scrimmage. Takes a snap. Rolls right. Looks right. Has a man and missed him at the goal line.
that I'm trying to hit Titan Osborne. And again, it's one of those plays where they rolled the pocket and he threw it out there to Osborne, but just led him a little too far over there in coverage was Tate Sheedy. So now the Ravens are looking at a fourth down, and the season comes down to this play right here. You started all this business last summer with summer workouts. You went through August and September and October, November. Now here we are, middle of December, and it comes down to one play in Des Moines. What's going to happen for Benedictine? It's a fourth and goal at the five-yard line. Quarterback Jackson Dooley. You've got Dalton Witherspoon in the backfield. Dooley, back to throw, looking, pumps, throws over the middle, and it's broken up. It's incomplete, and Clamview is going to go to the national championship. So for Benedictine, a fantastic 2025 season is going to come to a conclusion. 11 seconds remain. And Grandview's got to get their guys off the field. They'll have plenty of time for celebrating as soon as this one is in the book. The ball at the five-yard line. Play clock has never begun running. Still at 25. And now they'll finally start it as the team gets up over the football. And they will go to the diamond formation. Grandview, with the only points in the second half, going to win this ball game. The final score today, Grandview 17, Benedictine 10, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the B&P Propane postgame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
That's what you hear in Des Moines, Iowa. We're at the Duke Stadium today. Grandview just comes from behind after Benedictine had taken a lead early in the ballgame, but it was Grandview who was able to secure the win with a couple of second-half scores, and they win at 17, or one second-half score, winning at 17-10 today.
Yeah, and for the Ravens today, they did kind of what they needed to in the early going, right? They got an interception from Isaiah Easton, who tied Jim Johnson's 9 interceptions in a season. They got a fumble recovery on the second possession, but man, the second half, it was all about the Grandview defense. Benedictine punted on their first 3 possessions, missed a field goal on their 4th, and then the final possession of the ball game ends on a turnover on down.
So with that said, fantastic 2025 for Benedictine, but disappointing at 12-2. Both losses coming to Grandview, 1-2, 1 in the final week of the season. And that's Coach Osborne's got a lot of guys who are heartbroken out there right now. They're going to have a lot to be very, very proud of. And I have no idea who got the media award today because they couldn't find us out here in the crowd, in the tent. We were well concealed outdoors today. Hey, we want to thank you and thank all of our sponsors for having joined us here this the course of this season. It was a great 2025, and we'll set our sights now fully on basketball. Anything else you want to kick on here before we run? That's going to do it. Till we greet you next time for Joseph, producing and engineering at the Game Radio Sports Studios. Hayes over here, doing a great job spotting this afternoon for Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.